following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Three words encapsulate what Bulldog Country has on its mind for the 2022 football season. Word number one, excitement. Each new year brings with it the inevitable excitement of what could be. The Dogs are one of several hundred high school programs across the great state of Tennessee that are strapping their helmets on tonight for the first time this week to begin a 10-game regular season gauntlet that will deliver 32 teams from each classification into the playoffs. Word number two, experience. The experience of the black and gold is at record levels. The senior leaders of this squad have been a major factor in the 25 games they've won during their three prior years, and they've grown very accustomed to the postseason, where they've played in six career contests. Pushing the experience meter into the red is the coaching staff. Clay County's new offensive coordinator, Jimmy Maynard, returning defensive coordinator, Mike Dickerson, and new 24th, head coach of the Bulldogs overall, Bruce Lamb, combined for 96 years of total experience. Word number three, expectations. Along with all of that player and coaching experience comes grand fan expectations of finally capturing a region championship and enjoying playing at John Teeples Field throughout the entirety of the playoffs. The first step comes tonight with a 20-mile southwestward commute along the banks of the Cumberland River for a business trip into the home of the season's first client, head coach Sean Loftus and his Jackson County Blue Devils. Join us as we get ready for the 68th Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the Clark West pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the Clark West pregame show. Welcome to our sixth season of broadcasting Bulldog football. We're proud to be kicking things off here on the road with the Dogs in Gainesboro. I'm Daniel Strong, and I bring you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm joined tonight by a man who boasts a 33-win to 19-loss record himself against the Bulldogs, Clay County head basketball coach and Horizon Sports Network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be back.
Devils. Yeah. Is that what I said?
Bulldogs.
Oh, against the Blue Devils. Sorry.
School is officially in session now that the first football game has started, so we're I'm thrilled to be here again with you guys, and appreciate you letting me tag along with you.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Also joining me is a man who I've been honored to sit right beside and broadcast the past 57 consecutive Bulldog football games with, our leader, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel, for the kind introduction. It does feel good to have the headsets back on. It's been a while, Daniel, and now that we're back on the air, kind of like we did last year in our season opener, you know, I've got to talk about these Clay County basketball teams replicating history. We didn't get to talk about it because we didn't get to call any of it. But second year in a row, they both made the state tournament, the Lady Dogs and the Dogs, and, you know, it had never been done before, and it got done again last year. So what a run for those two.
It certainly was, and we've been spoiled by it. We take it for granted a little bit, I think, but it's only a select group. 8 teams out of each classification, boys and girls, to get advanced. It's become the norm in Bulldog country thanks to this guy beside us, Coach Edwards, and head coach Matt Walker, and just proud of both of those squads.
Yeah, but it's football season, just like Coach said. You know, no better way to kick off season 6 of the Horizon Sports Network than with a rivalry game down in here at the hole in Gainesboro. We've got a nice perch right here. Coach Jim Brown set us up with good weather so far tonight, and you know, I'm looking forward to this one.
Going to be a good one. Season opener, always a nice thing.
And you know, just got brought back last year, this rivalry game, Daniel, and I'm just glad it's back. You know, because I go back to that well-known SEC slogan for games like this. It just means more when you're playing Jackson County.
I agree. 68th time these squads have met. First did it back in 1937. It's been a lifelong rivalry.
Sure has. And I wouldn't be sitting here getting ready to call this one, chomping at the bit, if it wasn't for our sponsors. Daniel put out the call a few weeks back. We didn't have any turnover whatsoever, and we haven't for a few years. We really appreciate what they do to help us get the word out to Bulldog Nation and call these games, and we can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. The only thing that amazes me more than the fans of the Dogs are those sponsors and how quickly they come to the table to help.
We hope folks will go out and support them and tell them thank you for making this coverage possible. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game, with pictures and more. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Clark West pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the 2022 season. Daniel, it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we normally break down the game prior, but with this being the first time the Dogs will strap them on this year, we're going to highlight the season preview we published this week. That headline read, "New Staff, Same Expectations," as the Dogs head into the season opener. The story talked about how new head coach Bruce Lamb will lead his Bulldog team into battle for the first time here tonight, with expectations out the roof for this Clay County team, returning all but two of his starters from a 10-2 season a year ago. But the 27-year veteran said he wouldn't want it any other way, and with cautious optimism, explained he thought once he and his new staff and the talented, experienced players all got in sync, everybody better watch out. "When everybody gets on the same page, I really think we're going to turn some heads," Lamb said. And he's saying that not just because of the players he has returning, but also because of this staff he's assembled, Daniel.
That's right, Thomas, and what a fine staff it is. Besides Lamb, there's new offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard and assistant Wilson Cates, who joined the Bulldog defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson and assistants Carl Edbetter and Stephen Arms, along with trainer Chad Holloway, to make up the new staff. Maynard boasts 42 years of coaching experience, 31 of those as a head coach, with stops at Smith County, Upperman, Riverdale, and Cookeville, while Wilson Cates, a first-year coach who helped lead Livingston to the 2005 state championship from his quarterback position. Dickerson returns to lead the Bulldog defense, and Lamb cited Dickerson's presence and abilities as one of the big reasons he decided to come to Salina. Longtime friends those two are. Lamb also credits Dickerson, Ledbetter, and Arms with helping him make the transition into Bulldog country.
What a staff. And besides them, the Dogs returned nine solid seniors, and Lamb called them the core of the team. And there's a half dozen more contributors from last year. The senior class is headlined by two-time All-State wide receiver Alec Kerr and all-region skill players Joseph Markham at tailback, Jimmy Burchett at wide receiver, and Keaton Arms at quarterback. The five other super seniors include all-region lineman Levi Garrett and Hunter Kyle, tight end, defensive tackle John Hamilton, center Stone Lynn, and nose guard Ricardo McElroy. Besides Kerr and Burchett, Arms will have sophomore Nate Adams, junior Weston Burwell, and freshman Waylon Cherry and Nolan Adams as targets on the outside, while Markham will be joined in the backfield by fullbacks Ben Maxfield and Hayden Adams. Kerr and sophomore Michael Smith are also expected to carry the ball. Up front, juniors Hayden McGee and Wyatt Browning will join Garrett, Kyle, and Lynn as starters on the offensive line, while juniors Ernesto Sanchez, Parker Smith, and Taylor Breer, along with sophomore Caden Strong and freshman Colton Brown, are expected to see reserve time in the trenches. The defense will be led by Arms, Markham, Garrett, and Maxfield starting at linebacker, with junior Austin Anderson and Michael Smith serving as linebacking core reserves. Hamilton, Kyle, and McElroy make up the starting defensive front, with Parker Smith, Sanchez, and McGee rotating in. Over the top of that defense, Kerr and Burchett will play the two safety positions, while Nate Adams and Burble start at corner, Daniel.
Thomas moving into scheme. Coach Lamb says Diggerson's defense will feature some of that same 3-3 stack look that we had last year, but with senior linebackers being featured in more of a 3-4-50 look most of the time. He also explained aggressiveness will become the norm on that side of the ball. He quotes, "We're going to make things happen. We're going to be aggressive at the line of scrimmage." The head coach also said Maynard will keep the shotgun spread offensive look in place, which has become the standard for Bulldog teams of late. He said to expect a healthy dose of read option runs shared between Arms and Markham, with a deep shot taken when needed. "We've got athletes out there, and you've got to get them the ball," Lamb said.
Yeah, Daniel, there's no doubt about it. And got a tough schedule, same schedule as last year, and there's some tough opponents mixed in, but all eyes are squarely placed on that regular season finale, which again is expected to serve as the region title game versus Gordonsville. That's our goal, Lamb said. We want to win the region title. You win the region, the state championship goes through Salina, Tennessee, and that's what we wanted to do. Folks, you can read that preview online on our website, DelhollaHorizon.com, right now, or pick up a copy of this week's paper. We'll be right back on the CarQuest pregame show for more.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11-24, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Blue Devils have made the TWSWA playoffs last year, and they've also had 11 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first appearance in 1981. They have a playoff record of 2-11, with their furthest advancement being the quarterfinals in 1981. These teams are meeting tonight for the 68th time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1937. The longest series winning streak for the Bulldogs is 7 games, which they've done on 2 different occasions, coming from 1953 through 58 and again in 1978 through 83. The longest Jackson County win streak is 8 games, which came from 2009 through 2016. The largest margin of victory for the black and gold came in 2008 when they won 43-0. And our worst defeat in the hands of the Blue Devils came in the year 2000, the fall of 2000, when Jackson County won 52-0. The Bulldogs do ride a three-game series win streak into tonight's contest, and Clay County's all-time record against the Blue Devils is 43 wins to 23 losses and one tie. However, in the 21st century, Clay County is only 6-10 versus their downriver rivals. We do have some series stand leaders that we want to share here. Had the top three in each category. We're just going to share the leader in each category for time's sake. We're going to start off with rushing here. Single game rushing leader against Jackson County, one of my favorite Bulldogs of all time, Jared Markham, back in 2018, lit him up for 272 yards on the ground. Rushing touchdowns, we have five great Bulldogs tied for first place there, all with three apiece on the ground. Against Jackson County, Jimmy Crank Cole in 1983, Craig Ogletree in 1985, Gary Davis in 1994, Trey Richardson in 2007, and Carson Sharp last year in 2021 had three on the ground. The longest rushing touchdown against Jackson County, 2008, Kurt Cherry, an 88-yarder. Thomas, I'll turn passing to you.
Go to passing. Passing yardage leader was Seth Mackey. He threw for 202 yards in 2015. Passing TD leader, Hall of Famer Kevin Watson. He threw five touchdowns, Daniel, in 1986 in what I assume was a win over the Blue Devils. And receiving yardage leader, the all-time great and all-time leader, Wyatt Mabry, 168 yards in 2015.
Receiving touchdowns, another host of guys all tied with two apiece. Darrell Reeser, two receiving touchdowns, 1980. Craig Ogletree, two receiving touchdowns in 86. Wyatt Mabry accomplished that feat twice, 2013 and 2015. B.J. Emerton, the most recent in 2018, and Hayden Cherry during our debut broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network in 2017. He had two there. Longest receiving touchdown, there's Mabry and Mackey again, an 80-yarder in 2015 off the arm of Seth Mackey to Wyatt Mabry.
Our tackle leader, the Herald Citizen, recorded Dylan Maxville with 29 stops back in 2017. Sack leader, the great David Henson, recorded three in 1974. And your interception leaders, there's three tied for first with two apiece. Billy Smith, Hall of Famer, Billy T. Kevel Smith, and had two in 1980. Greg Craig, two in 74. And Hayden Cherry, big game in 2017, had two INTs.
Special teams to wrap it up. Longest kickoff return touchdown against Jackson County. Thomas's brother, my cousin, John Weaver, an 85-yarder that came right here on Kyle Cisco Field back in 1996. Looking over at punt return touchdown, we see cousin John's name again. He's tied with two other guys. He had a 65-yard punt return touchdown in the same game as he had that 85-yard kickoff return touchdown, joining him on the punt return for 65 yards. Hall of Famer Roger Short in 1975 and Ricky D. Barlow in 1977. Folks, this has been about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' first game of the season in Gainsborough, where Clay County will take on Jackson County in another installment of the Clash on the Cumberland. I'm here with new Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb for this season's first edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, welcome to Bulldog Country, and I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. You know, this is something that I enjoy and love, and I can't wait to get out there on the field.
And I know beating the Blue Devils is your focus right now. We'll get to that, but you know, we've got to take some time, get to know you and this staff you've assembled, and that starts with you, Coach. Here's your chance to introduce yourself to Bulldog Nation.
Well, you know, in summary, you know, this is my 29th year. I've been to Livingston Academy. I was there for 20 something years. I've been at White County. I've been at Cookeville as a head coach or a coordinator capacity in those years. But you know, entering this year, I'm originally from Cookeville, but I'm entering this year. I'm just tickled to death. I'm excited about this, what this team can do, and about the staff we have, and hopefully we can put out a good product for everybody.
Well, I won't hope to, you know, hog eye against you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Long-time rivals, of course, for Livingston, which we don't play anymore. But what about your family, Coach? Tell us a little bit about your personal background.
I have been married for 27 years, just recently. Had my 27th anniversary last week, and got two daughters. One is 25, and you'll see her on the sideline some. She's getting her master's athletic training.
Okay.
So she will be with us on the sideline some. She likes one more semester, thank God. And then my youngest one, she's 24, just got through playing professional basketball overseas in Norway, and she's back, and she's getting ready to start a job, hopefully in Bowling Green soon.
So everybody's staying close.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the talk is this may be the best coaching staff we've ever had at Salina/Clay County High School with the experienced coach. Talk about the two additions, Coach Maynard and Coach Case, first off.
Well, it is a lot of experience. You know, we were talking about that the other day. I didn't realize it was that much, but you got Coach Maynard, Jimmy Maynard, who has been around for 42 years doing this, you know. And we were lucky enough to get him. You know, Coach D and I had talked to him numerous times, and you know, he's kind of like me. He doesn't have any other hobbies. You know, football's his hobby. So, you know, we stayed on him and talked him into it. And Miss Monroe and Miss Tia did a great job of, you know, convincing him to come down and help us. And you know, his experience alone. I mean, I learn something from him every day. He's a phenomenal coach, and just to be around him and listen to him is a great thing for me and these other coaches. Wilson Cates played for me, and Coach Matt Eldridge at Livingston Academy was our starting quarterback on the 2005 state championship team, and went on to Princeton, played there, was a captain there his senior year. Has brings a lot of knowledge with him about the defensive backs, and he's helping with wide receivers, and just having him around, you see the kids just gravitate towards him, and it just they love to talk to him, they love to be around him, and that's the way he was in high school, same way. He's just a great leader, and he's just a positive influence on all these kids.
And then three holdovers, we'll call them, but they're much more than that. I know Coach Dickerson being here was a big thing for you, and then, of course, Carl Levwetter and the legendary quarterback, Stephen Arms, also on staff. So.
Well, I heard he's the best quarterback to ever play here.
That's right, no doubt. How much does Coach Mike Dickerson mean to you here?
He was the main reason that I'm here. I mean, just you know, Coach D and I have been buddies for a long time and coached against each other, and we always said we were going to coach together. And, you know, sitting down and talking to him, and I understood that this is where I need to be. You know, this is the place I want to be. And, you know, getting that chance to work with him, just watching what he does, so intelligent when it comes to talking about defense and football. And he does such a great job. And if you watch film last year, the offense was good last year. Defense was great. And he kept the team in a lot of games, but his defensive calls and putting the kids in the right spot. And he's great at that. And his knowledge of the kids is great. He can fill me in on things that I don't know. Coach Ledbetter, same way. You know, he's been here. He's a hometown guy. Kids love him. He's knowledgeable. He soaks up listening to Coach D or Coach Maynard or whoever, you know, and he's going to be a wonderful, wonderful coach one day. Not that he isn't already,
right.
But he's, you know, he's bigger and better things for him. And then, of course, the great Stephen Arms. You know, Stephen is one of those guys that, you know, he ain't one of the big vocal guys, but he will, if he sees something or something knows something, he's going to come right to him and say, Coach, this right here, he understands what we're doing offensively and defensively, and that's big having up in the box and being able to let us know something. He sees those little things that we don't see sometimes.
And you kind of touched on it. My next question was, you know, why Clay County, Coach?
Hey, you know, I was really looking for a job. You know, I had set out a year, and Johnny Rich gave me a call. Briley Rich gave me a call. I come down here and met with Miss Tia. I met with Miss Monroe, and I looked up I started watching film. Me and Coach D talked a lot, and when I got his guarantee that he would be here this year, you know, that's when everything changed. I said, I'm in. And I'm going to tell you, it has been absolutely wonderful. The people here have been great to me and to these kids and to this coaching staff, and it has been great. I couldn't ask for anything any better. I've loved it so far. My wife loves it. My daughters, they'll come down and visit, and they love it. You know, they feel at home, and that's what we want to feel.
We'll love it too, as long as you win.
Absolutely. If I lose a few, it might be kind of rough. But
and leading into that, we talked about the newspaper earlier this week. You know, this may be your first year, but the expectations are out the roof for this 2022 squad. You know, due to the standard that's been set, the returning players you have. How do you handle that pressure, Coach Lane?
Well, you know, I've been a head coach for almost 20 years. You know, altogether, when you put it all together, and there's always that expectation that we have. And of course, Simpson is an extremely talented team. And coming off a season of 10-2, you know, everybody expects to be better and better. And you know, you go into it the same way you go into it every time. You push the kids and try to get them to focus and do what they're supposed to do. And these kids, everything we have asked, they have given everything they could to make sure that it's done right. And I couldn't ask for anything any better. And the coaches are very pleased with what we're doing. And, you know, if we go out and play ball and do what we're supposed to do, I think we're going to be all right. Now, does that mean we're not going to take some whippings every now and then? That's just part of the game. Sometimes you play good, sometimes you don't. But it's my job as a head coach and to get up there and make sure that we do play well and don't play those bad games.
And those expectations, they're born from inheriting such an experienced group, Coach. You've got 9 seniors, 13 juniors, you know, upperclassmen heavy, 15 returners with significant playing time before, 9 or 10 returner starters, 7 all-region players, 2 all-staters. You've got the tools to work with, Coach. So, no excuses, right?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you putting me on the spot like that. But yeah, listen. And that's the one thing that I've noticed, just watching film from last year, how talented this team is. And, you know, these kids, they love it. They want to win. And, you know, the only thing right now that slows us down is that they're still learning their offense. We know our defense pretty well since we've done it for a couple of years. But, you know, when we get in sync on our offense, I think that you'll see some really good things out there in you know, with our running backs and our quarterbacks and wide receivers. And I'm telling you, one thing that you're going to be impressed with is our offensive line. We've gotten better. We have gotten a lot better. And I come in every day from practice, and I'm so pleased because we are learning what we're supposed to do and actually doing, being more physical, being more aggressive, and that's the way we want to play.
Sounds good. I wish we had time to talk about them all. We don't, of course, but we can discuss this super senior group. Alec Kerr, Joseph Markham, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, Levi Garrett, Hunter Kyle, Stone Lynn, Ricardo McElroy. That seems like you could go on and on.
Yes.
What's impressed you most about that group?
Their leadership. They don't have to say a lot, but, you know, when they do say something, they just, everybody listens. And they follow in. And you know, there's 9 of them right there. All 9 of them start in one place. So there's some on both sides, some on one side. And, but their leadership is through their play. They don't have to say a whole lot. You know, big John Hamilton, I'll take him, for instance. He don't talk a lot. He don't talk a whole lot. But he gives 110% every play. And if a kid is watching that, they're going to learn, and they're going to say, if John can do it, I'm going to do it. And it's been great so far. And they're,
well, that's good to hear, because we know about their talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That mindset's great.
Yes.
And then there's contributors from the junior class, too. Ben Maxfield, Weston Burwell, Austin Anderson, Hayden McGee, newcomers Wyatt Browning and Parker Smith, and others. You know, they're all going to play big roles, too, aren't they, Coach?
Yes, sir. Huge roles in our offense and our defense both. And you know, those guys, they work hard, just like everybody else, and they don't want to disappoint those seniors. They know this is those seniors' last chance, and, you know, we've talked about that several times. It's got to be, you know, this is it. This is their last chance, and so, you know, make the most of it, and those seniors don't want to let those seniors down.
Then you mix in sophomores, Nate Adams, Hayden Adams, Michael Smith, and even some freshmen. You know, you've got talent from top to bottom.
Yeah, I tell you, we do top to bottom, but I was told that it's not Michael Smith, it's Worm. He told me.
It is Worm, but, you know, a newspaper guy tried
I told that. I put him on the roster. It's Michael Smith. He looked at me and said, Coach, it's Worm. So I got to get that straight. But, yeah, you're correct. There's talent in the freshman, sophomore, juniors class, and they're all going to contribute. It doesn't matter. I've always been a firm believer. I don't care if you're a freshman coming in. If you're the best player, you're going to get in there and play. And we've got people who can spot people at times and make things happen, even when we go down to freshman class.
And with that talent and the coaching staff we just discussed, Coach, you know, you mentioned you kind of got an end game in mind. What's the goal for this team?
You know, we want to be playing our best football week 10, week 11, you know, playing Gordonsville. We want to try to win the region championship, and after that, it's the gold ball. We want to end up in Chattanooga. And if we can win our region championship, every playoff game we have, except for the state championship, we'll be in Salina, Tennessee. And we want to go through Salina, Tennessee, and hopefully get that chance to go into Chattanooga and win that gold ball. And, you know, but we're going to take one game at a time. That's what we want to do. And you know, this week is Jackson County. And, you know, we'll do the best we can, and we'll see what happens.
And it does start with the Blue Devils. Long schedule ahead. I was going to try to get into that, but we don't have time. We'll
sorry.
Talk about it as we go. It all starts tonight. And what is a huge game, not a region game. It really doesn't mean anything in the whole scheme of things. But, for an old guy that bleeds black and gold, it just means more, Coach.
It does. It does. It's that rivalry game. And, there's a bell sitting in my office in there, and they had to explain to me what it was about. And, hey, that's huge. That's huge. And you got somebody that's 30 minutes, 20 minutes down the road, and, you always want to have those bragging rights against those guys. And, you want to come out in the first game of the season and look good. And I think our kids are ready. They're tired of hitting each other, and we're ready to go tonight.
And we all expect it to be a good one, no matter what the talent level is. It's always a competitive game. What's the scouting report on the Blue Devils?
Athletic. Coach Loftus has been in the school, and he's been recruiting and got some athletic kids out, got some of the basketball players. Got a couple of kids that – they get in open, you're not going to catch them. They can fly. So we need to stop them before they get going. And, he's got some big guys up front, and they're going to be good. They're going to be a good football team. They're going to be a good test. So, we better come out from the get-go and from the opening kickoff and see what we can do and leave it on the field tonight.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. It's great to have you in Salina.
Well, thank you. I'm tickled to death about being here and look forward to a great season.
Appreciate you taking the time, and we'll be here
every
week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank
good
you.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquist pregame show. Time now for several folks' favorite segment, How They Fared, from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Why is it their favorite? Because Coach Edwards leads us to it.
It may be. I may be the only one that's the favorite of, guys. I don't know. But we'll start off with talking about the schedule and how those teams fared last season and who they're current opponents are going to be this week. Jackson County
ladies
here,
game,
they were 4-6 last season. They lost the first round of the playoffs. at Waverly by score 42-6. But I believe that game was played at Titan Stadium, if I'm not mistaken, because Waverly, the floods got Waverly, and I believe they got to play. I could be wrong, but it seems like I remember that. Yeah.
You know, not a bad finish by Coach Loss's team, really, in that tough region he's in.
Pretty tough region. Week two, Clay County at Clinton County. They finished last year 1-10. They also lost the first round to Metcalf, Kentucky, 41-0. Tonight they host Wayne County Cardinals. Week three, then week four, Cornersville High School rolls into Salina. They finished last year 9-3, one of those three losses to Clay County. Lost the second round to McKenzie, 28-0. They actually played last night and lost to Richland, 31-20.
Cornersville, a strong program. That McKenzie squad is who represented the West in the state title game, so to play them 0-28. Cornersville's good. That'll be a good one.
McKenzie also a favorite this year to get back again, I think, out of the West, guys. And I agree, Cornersville, you know, we kind of surprised them, I think, on the road last season. So they're going to be ready when they come in to John Steeples Field.
McKenzie is also in basketball.
Right.
Tournament. Boys and girls won it. Girls won it.
Right.
Boys, I think, got beat in semifinals, maybe.
Nice season for all their squad.
Pretty good run of athletes there at McKenzie High School right now. Joe Burns be the first region game. They finished last year 5-6. Lost to Gordonsville in the second round of the playoffs, 41-14. They are at Harpeth tonight.
I expect Joe Burns to maybe be improved some this year, Daniel. It could be another, competitive game there for the Dogs.
Obviously, a good coaching staff with Tom Adkins. They return a lot of players.
They do.
Westmoreland High School, the Eagles finished season at 3-8. Also lost in the first round at Marion County, 28-7.
Best 3-8 team in the state. Westmoreland strong. They're a good team.
They are. They were last year, and I think they are again tonight.
Always a close game.
Yeah.
With us.
Portland Panthers. Tonight they host Portland in a game we're going to pick here in a minute. Red Bull and Spring is 3-7 last season. Lost to South Pitt 56-0 in the first round. They also played Thursday night, losing to the Webb Feet 37-7. Scott High finished the season 1-8 last year. Did not qualify for the playoffs. Do not play tonight. They open their season next week against Coalfield, the Yellow Jackets.
Of course, Scott High being led by former Clay County offensive coordinator Chris Harris. Wish him good luck up there. Tough region he plays in 4A ball. Maybe another tough year, but wish him luck.
Certainly do. Grundy County finished season 2-7. Lost the first round to Loudoun, 42-6. Tonight they play Marion County at Colemont.
Got to make the trip down there. We do this year, guys. You know, that could be a toss-up game.
It could.
York Institute, the Dragons, finished season 3-8. Lost to South Green the first round, 42-0. Tonight they're at Bledsoe County, another game we're going to pick here in just a minute. The Tigers of Gordonsville, 11-2. Lost the third round to South Pitt, 44-14. They are at Smith County tomorrow night for their big rivalry game.
Week 11. Everybody's got their eyes on it again, guys.
Yep. Real quick, guys, let's do our picks here. We may be getting ready for the national anthem here pretty soon. Smith County tomorrow night at Gordonsville. Last year, 14-0, Gordonsville. I'll go first. I'm picking Gordy.
I'll take the Smith County Hooting Owls.
I'm a Daniel. I think Gordonsville comes, you know, a lot of times they get off to a slow start. They got a new coach just like we do. That's a rivalry game. It's Smith's year.
Portland Panthers at Westmoreland Eagles, 31-28 game last season to open the year.
This one's at Westmoreland?
It's at Westmoreland.
I'm going to take them. I'll take Westmoreland. Going to go 8-3 instead of 3-8 this year.
I think it'll be a good game. Got to go Portland on this one.
I'm going Panthers. Panthers as well. Friendship Christian, the Commanders at Trailsdale County. Daniel, I'll go ahead and pick yours for you. I know you're going to pick Trailsdale. Well, you always do.
I hear that things are falling off on the creek bank. They're going to be mortal in the next couple of years. But I'm going with them until they prove me wrong.
12-10 game last year, by the way.
Come on.
Trailsdale won.
Will you please rise?
It is time for the national anthem. We'll go to break. Come right back and finish up our picks.
Presenting our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the Jackson. For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace,
back here live, a nice rendition live here by the Jackson County High School Marching Band. We was in the middle of some picks. I think the Trousdale Friendship. I took Trousdale. What about you guys?
Friendship.
Friendship. Commanders. York at Bledsoe. Fear of the Dragon. I'm going York.
26-24 last year, Bledsoe wins. This one's at Bledsoe. Tough place to play in Pikeville down there. I'm going with the home team.
How many of you, Daniel? That's pretty good haul for the Dragons.
Yeah. They're going to fall off the mountain.
Could very well happen, guys. Could very well happen. This has been Halle Fair. Brought to you from Farm Bureau. Brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Kick it back over to Daniel here.
All right, folks, it's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, about 5 minutes and 45 seconds to kick off of this thing. Let's start on offense. What does this new-look Dog team under the tutelage of head coach Bruce Lamb need to do?
Well, you know, offensively, Coach Lamb kind of cautioned about it taking a little time for everybody to get in sync early in the season, and I kind of agree with him. There's a lot of stuff to work through, you know, on the sidelines, coaches in the box, so on and so forth, just that building that relationship. So, to me, it's about keeping it simple to start, and you do that with the run game. You use it to establish some confidence. Then once they've got their feet under them, so to speak, you know, I think you're going to see the talent and the athleticism of this team is going to show through with multiple guys finding the end zone. You know, with Coach Maynard calling the shots tonight, this attack looks to be dangerous, and I think we're going to see some glimpses of that tonight.
Sounds good. We talk every year here on the Horizon Sports Network about that nasty Dog defense. They're returning 9 starters on that side of the ball. Thomas, what needs to happen there?
Well, like you said, as it has been for some time now, you know, this defense is the strength of this team. And with Coach Dickerson at the helm, there's not much of a learning curve there. So I expect them to pick up right where they left off. We talk about the offensive weapons on this Bulldog team. to me, they're even better defensively. But, you know, Coach Loftus, he'll have a few wrinkles up his sleeve for the Blue Devils, but I think the Dog D will be ready for him, Daniel.
What about that overall key to success?
Well, I talked about it on the offense. You know, I think responding to adversity for the first time for this staff, this team, I think that's going to be the key here tonight in a real game situation. How they mesh together, respond when something goes wrong, may make or break what happens in this game. You know, it might take them a little while, but like Coach Lamb said, once they get all on the same page, look out. And another thing I like about tonight, this is the first game for both teams. They don't know much about each other. So this is kind of the game in its best form. Line them up and play. Adjust as the game goes. May the best team win. And I think it's going to be the Dogs tonight.
There you have it, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. We'll now turn our eyes to the Gainesboro skies and bring in the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently in Gainesboro, it's very pleasant out here after some rain earlier, 72 degrees on opening night. What a treat that is. Going to be 69 degrees at halftime and down to a still pretty warm 68 degrees by game's end. It is moist out, 91% is the humidity. About a tenth of an inch of rain fell here in Gainesboro this afternoon from two different thunderstorms that popped up. There's about a 15% chance of precipitation throughout the contest. A 1 mile per hour wind blowing out of the south. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Going to get ready to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Coach, you've been here before, 22 seasons you've had opening night. Big one here in Jackson County. Make sure you cover it all, just like the agency does.
I think Thomas made a great point in that this is the first game of the season, and neither team knows much about the other. They both played some jamborees, some scrimmages, and the coaches have watched those films. But, you know, just like in basketball, you got to get settled in. And this group of seniors, this leadership, once they get settled in here, get a good first quarter under their belt, first possession on offense, I look for them to open it up and show just how talented they are, because they are a super talented group, maybe the most talented group that I've seen here in 23 years.
I agree. Folks, that was the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Clay County did win the toss earlier. They deferred, so Clay County going to be kicking off to get things started here tonight. Levi Garrett, the senior, he'll be kicking off for Clay County. The Dogs are dressed in their white travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, wearing black helmets and gold pants. Jackson County, the home team, dressed in their home royal blue jerseys, white helmets, white pants. Garrett going to put his foot to it from our vantage point as we sit high atop the home side of the stadium here at Gainesboro. Clay County going to be kicking from right to left. Jackson County going to be driving from left to right towards the scoreboard here at Jackson County High School and Mac Draper Stadium, if you're familiar with the layout. Thomas, it is time for another season of football in Clay County.
Yeah, it's great to be here tonight for this rivalry game, and here comes kickoff.
Garrett puts his foot to it. A nice long one received by Blue Devil at the 15. Here he comes, loses his foot on the wet turf, gets him back underneath him, immediately taken down, and it's Joseph Markham getting things started, recording his first stop of the season, the senior. Penn and Jackson County pretty deep. Looks like they're going to take over, guys, at their own 21-yard line, waiting for the spot. That's what we'll call it, a 79-yard field in front of the Blue Devils. So the starting lineup for this Clay County defense brought to you by State Farm. Nose guard, Ricardo McElroy. Defensive tackles, John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, Ben Maxfield, Levi Garrett, and Austin Anderson. Outside backers, Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Weston Birdwell, joined by safety, Jimmy Burkett. Jackson County bubble screen to the right for Arroyo. He catches it, falls to the turf, loses yardage. Lost about six on the play, perhaps five. Thomas Choose a tackler. That State Farm defensive starting lineup was brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
Just great coverage there by Clay County. You got up the field. I think you got to give that one to the senior, Big John Hamilton, on the defensive end or tackle position out there, Daniel. First to the ball.
Going to call it a loss of five. That ball has been retreated to the Jackson County 16-yard line. So second and 15 for the Blue Devils as they break pocket. Bear with me as I learn their players. Quarterback Hayden Stacy going to go under center this time. Two running backs behind him, two wide left, one wide right. Hand off to Arroyo. He tries the center of the line. Nothing doing there. McElroy joined by the inside linebackers. Bottle it up. No forward progress. John here doing some spotting for us tonight. He credits Austin Anderson has been involved with the tackle. Third and 15. We'll call it no gain there. Actually, they do pick up one, making it third and 14. Gain of one for Jackson County. Early in this one, 10:30 and ticking, first quarter. Passing situation for Jackson County. Clay County might send some pressure here. Try to get after quarterback Hayden Stacy. He's in the shotgun now, brings a receiver in motion left or right. Calls for the snap. Releases downfield. Slant route is incomplete. Nice coverage there by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett coming up and knocking the Blue Devil to the turf with perfect timing. And it's going to be a punt, Thomas, for Jackson County. A nice opening defensive stand for the Dogs.
Yeah, perfect start for Clay County right there. And I think Brother John talking about Coach Dickerson dialing up the heat on that play right there, making Stacy get rid of it a little early with the blitz, and then Burchett breaking up the pass on the outside. Just textbook from the Dogs.
Fourth and 14, Blue Devils in punt formation. Ball rests at their 17. Senior Jimmy Burchett back deep to receive. Here's the punt, an end-over-end kick. Hits the turf. Burchett going to stay away from it. Clay County's going to take over with outstanding field position. They're going to spot this thing at the Jackson County 46-yard line. So a very short field in front of this new offensive coordinator, Jimmy Maynard-led offense. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms. Going to trot out. Nice to have him back healthy. Missed a lot of last season with injury. He played all through basketball, though. Did not re-injure that foot. Thomas, he's 100% healthy, and I'm proud for that young man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Arms work here in his senior season.
Ball at the Jackson County 46. Three wide left, tight end right. Arms in the gun. Markham in his left hip. Here's the snap from Stone Lynn. Screen pass out to Markham. He has it. He could go the distance here. 40, 35. Can he break this tackle? Does not. He's brought down, but only after getting a first down. Joseph Markham dragging a defender down to around the 33-yard line, and that is where they set it, the Jackson County 33. So with 9:30 and ticking on this first quarter clock, Clay County with a fresh set of downs and a short field in front of them.
Yeah, like you say, Daniel, just a little swing pass to the outside to Markham. Three wide trips on the outside. They all just turned into blockers right there, and he was up the field before you know it.
Birdwell and Adams split to the right. Burchett a wing to the left along with tight end John Hamilton. Markham at the right hip of Arms in the gun. The ball sets on the left hash. Hand off to Burchett. Jet sweep around right side. Jimmy at the 30. Breaks a tackle. Brought down around the 25, and a flag comes out.
Burchett on the carry. Tripped up by number six, Brawley Goolsby. Flags on the play.
Holding penalty, Coach Edwards says. Officials discuss the infraction. It is holding against Clay County. So Burchett's carry will not stand.
8:56 mark of this first quarter, 0-0 the score from Jackson County High School. Clay County with offensive momentum prior to that holding penalty. Now the ball has been retreated back to the Jackson County 41, where it's going to be first and around 18. Arms in the gun, two wide left, tied in and a wing to the right. Burchett in motion, fake jet sweep, arms quarterback keeper, gets back to the line, gets a little more, drags one man forward, going to be brought down. The Jackson County 38, perhaps, around a gain of three. Let's check this spot.
Three on the play, second down.
Yeah, we'll call it the 38. Pick up a three for arms. Second and 15 now. Arms going to the, looking to the sideline for the play call. Alec Kerr not playing yet in this contest. Injured his leg in the scrimmage, actually the jamboree last week against DeKalb County, very early in that one, if you're wondering why you hadn't heard Kerr's name. Arms in the gun, Burchett motion again. Quarterback keeper Reed, arms off left tackle, picks up a few more, and then he's brought down. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and I'm watching the down marker across the way. It does not move. So second and about 14 after no gain there. Actually third and 14. Still four down territory, though. The ball rests at the Jackson County 38-yard line. So, Thomas, you've got two plays to pick up these 14 yards.
Yeah, I like what's going on here for the Dogs. You know, having the big penalty to bring them back, for keeping it simple. Let's see if it take a shot here to pick up this big third down.
Arms in the gun, three wide right, Hamilton the tight end left. Bubble screen to Burgess. Jimmy with it in space. Cannot get away from the first defender. Picks up 2 to 3 yards. Advances up to the Jackson County 36-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 37. So fourth and 13. Looks like Markham is thinking about dropping back into punt formation. This would have to be a very soft and calculated pooch kick, though, to not go into the end zone. We do know Markham is an excellent punter, so an early call for Coach Lamb to play field position here. Markham to punt, stands at the 50-yard line, puts a soft touch to the ball, gets off what's going to be a beauty. Now it's picked up by Jackson County. That Blue Devil surprises everybody. Has a decent return, gets up to around the 28. Kind of risky business there, Coach Edwards.
Picked it up off the bounce. You know, one of those things you don't see very often, but he timed it just right, picked it up, and gained about 12 or 14 yards.
It'll be a tri-star.
So, Jackson County, as Coach says, takes back over first and 10. The ball sets at the Jackson County 27-yard line. 6:29 mark of this opening quarter. 0-0 the score. So, Clay County with the defensive shutout, three and out early. Offense ends up having to turn over on downs as well, Thomas, with a punt there.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, taking time to get in sync. The penalty there was the killer on that drive. They went backwards and they just couldn't quite get their feet under them. Daniel, as Jackson County breaks one.
Stacy on the quarterback keeper. He's brought down by Joseph Markham. But only after Stacy picks up a nice little chunk there. It's short of the first down. Ball's going to be spotted on the right hash of the field here at the Jackson County 34-yard line, where it's going to be second short, second round three. Halfway through this first quarter, we talked about it all through the Carquist pregame show. Could be a bit of a slow, hesitant start for this Clay County squad. Been a while since they've played varsity football, going all the way back to mid-November of last year. Stacy in the gun. Arroyo, the upback. Quarterback keeper by Stacy. He's off left side, feeling his way, nothing doing. A host of Dogs. I think Levi Garrett there involved on this one, along with a lot of other guys, but I do think the senior defensive lineman there leading the charge. 53, Ricardo McElroy. No, Hunter Kyle. Hunter Kyle also involved. So a pickup of about one for Jackson County. Ball now rests at their own 35, where it's third and a long one.
Good to see what this Dog defense is made of up front here, Daniel. We've got the newcomer, Parker Smith, at this defensive tackle spot here on the left side for Hamilton on this position.
Good size young man, a junior who transferred to Clay County this year.
Stacy in the gun, and Romeo going to be behind him as the tailback. Two wide to the left, one to the right. False start by Jackson County. Going to take them out of a third and one situation and back into a third and six. A little tougher to convert.
Offsides, Jackson County.
So penalties for both squads early in this one, as you would expect in week one. Officials talk. Now they march it back. Defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson going to send in the signal to his squad here. We talked about it in the opener, right at a century of coaching experience between Lamb, Dickerson, and Maynard. Highly impressive. Very well-respected group. Jackson County, third and six. Stacy with it. Ball's on the ground. Picked up by Stacy. He's going to be brought down and lose yardage, though. So Jackson County, for the second consecutive offensive possession, going to be turned away. No first downs yet for the Blue Devils. Big punting situation here for them. Two or three dogs back there. Coach Edwards, did you see a primary tackler on that one?
I did not, Daniel. I saw the ball on the ground, but don't know who was back there. There was about three.
Pretty sure whoever's playing that right defensive tackle, I think that's Hunter Kyle, was the primary stopper. Punt situation, Burgett back again to field the punt, high spiraling kick off the Blue Devil's foot. Burgett going to lose the handle. They're fighting for it. A bit of a muffed attempt by Jimmy. I think Jimmy recovered it, though. Nice coverage by the Blue Devils. Thomas, I guarantee you this much. It would have took a whole lot of force to have got that ball out of Jimmy Burchett's hands.
No doubt about it. He had one on it at first and then put it in his gut, and he wasn't letting go, Daniel. The other senior, Levi Garrett, almost got a hand on that kick right there, Daniel. He come flying through the defensive line of the Blue Devils and just about blocked that punt. Let's see what Clay County can do here on their second possession. Again, we saw him move the ball quickly on the first play. Markham hit him on the outside for about a 13-yard gain, and then the penalty kind of stopped that last drive.
Dogs starting from their own 46, 4 yards from midfield. Overload set to the right. Markham at the left hip. First carry for Joseph Markham. And he's hitting the backfield. Cannot escape the pressure. Big number 59, I believe it was, Isaiah Haney for the Blue Devils making the stop. And for the first time tonight, we saw the Blue Devil defensive line living in the Bulldog backfield. A loss of about three for Markham. Ball now resting at the Clay County 43 as the hometown Gainesboro faithful get behind their team there. Second 13 now. Dogs break huddle. Burchett and Burgle split to the left. It's going to be Hamilton tied in right along with an up back. I believe Hayden Adams in the game at that position. Markham at the left tip of arms. Who's in the gun? Keaton rolls left, releases. Caught by Burgle. Weston on the curl route, turns up the sideline, gets across midfield, and he's brought down. Now in Blue Devil territory, good enough for a first down.
Just a little flood route to the outside, bootlegged out, Arms did, Daniel, and Burgle just set it down kind of underneath the coverage. Arms put it on him, and he turned upfield and did the rest.
So a first down for Clay County here. Third play of this drive coming. Ball rest in Jackson County territory at the 43. Folks, we do understand that sometimes is the case. Had a bit of connectivity issues with some internet. I think we're back on now. Tell anybody else that you know that we're back on. Arms in the gun. Markham behind him. Wide out to either side. Tied in as well to the right. Hand off to Markham. Joseph off right side. Gets across the 40. Fighting for yardage. He's brought down. Short of the first. But a nice physical run by the senior. Advancing it deeper into Blue Devil territory. Down to the 37 where it's second and four. Pick up a six there for Markham.
Yeah, and just a big hole off tackle on that right side. Daniel, the offensive line, starting to kind of impose their will right there. Markham had an alley, and he took it.
Ball rest at the Jackson County 37. Senior center Stone Lynn preparing to snap. Arms in the gun. Jimmy Burchett to the left. Weston Birdwell to the right. Hamilton tied in left. Markham behind arms. Here's the snap. Hand up to Markham again. Joseph to the line. Breaks the tackle. Gets the first down. He's brought down at the 30, maybe the 31, depending
Markham
on the spot.
On the carry.
First quarter is about gone, still 0-0, minute 24 on the clock.
Markham does move the sticks, so a fresh set of downs with the ball at the Jackson County 31. I may have lost track, but I believe the fourth play, perhaps the fifth, coming to this drive for Clay County. Two wide left. Birdwell with Burchett. Ball at the Blue Devil 31, first and 10. Markham at the left hip of arms. Here's the snap. Keaton rolls left, looks downfield, releases. A beautiful pass caught again by Birdwell. Same little flood route. Nice cohesion between the senior quarterback and the junior wideout. Not enough for the first, but a solid pickup of 5 yards, advancing it down now to the Jackson County 26. Clay County, we've got used to them at times in the past couple years playing with some tempo. This more of a slower, methodical pace. I kind of like it, Thomas. Gives us a chance to breathe a little.
It is, and it's a good call early on, too, Daniel. You know, get in the huddle, make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And you can see it's kind of paying off on this drive. Bang Markham ahead for 12 yards, 6 on each carry, and then hit Birdwell twice also.
Ball sits at the left hash. Dogs driving right to left from our vantage point. Arms in the gun, three wide right. Little flyer pass to Markham. He's got it behind blocking. Gets back to the line. Good dog. Not good dog, but good devil defense. Laterally keeps Markham to little to no gain. And the first quarter has ended here at Mac Draper Stadium from Jackson County High School. When we come back from break, Clay County going to have it third and around three.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County
back here live from the start of this second quarter. Two wide to the left, tight end right, arms in the gun, Markham at his right hip. Third and four. Quarterback keeper arms to the right side. He's going to take it to the end zone, folks. First points of the season come to the big body back, the senior Keaton Arms. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 25-yard touchdown run for Arms. And what an exclamation point, Thomas, on the first play of the quarter.
Yeah, Daniel, I missed the play, just to be honest with you. I just heard the call there. It's good to see the senior get into the end zone and something positive for Clay County on that drive. Just kind of chipped away. I had the big play, 14-yard gain from Birdwell early on in it, and then chipped away and got down there and then Arms bust loose Levi for the score.
Levi Garrett on to kick the PAT. Nate Adams to hold. Not sure who the long snapper is. I think Jimmy Burchett usually does that. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It is a beauty, and it's good. at the 11:51 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads it 7-9.
Better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit ClayCountyFarmSupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Gainesville, where Clay County now leads 7-0 with at the end of the first quarter, 11:51 to go in the second. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. The Dogs just completed a 54-yard drive on 5 plays, and they did it in 4 minutes and 1 second. And they capped off the drive with a 25-yard touchdown from senior quarterback Keaton Arms as he tucked it and went across the stripe. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Hunter Kyle recording the tackle there on the kickoff. Nice coverage by the senior. Jackson County taking over here at the 11:39 mark of this second quarter. Clay County leading it 7-9. This will be the third possession for Jackson County. Clay County's defense has given literally nothing so far to Jackson County. On that side of the ball, head coach Sean Loftus, a longtime coach down here, does a nice job, particularly on the offensive side, Thomas. So for Coach Dickerson to be winning that battle early between those two, I know he's proud of his players right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daniel. And got to go back to that drive by this offense. You know, put something together there. You got to push from the offensive line, and Clay County made the Devils play.
Jimmy Burchett on the tackle. Jackson County switching up quarterbacks that time. Hayden Stacy, who had been the signal caller, transitioned to a wingback. Then we see Waylon Kennedy come on, playing quarterback now for the Blue Devils. Pick up a 5 before Burchett made the stop. So a 2nd and 5 now for Jackson County. We sincerely apologize. We know we have had connectivity issues. Hopefully that's fixed. We switched hotspots that we were running off of. Glad to see a lot of those listeners are coming back. Jackson County double wing set, snapping from their own 38-yard line. Kennedy, the quarterback, hands to Arroyo. He's hitting the backfield, little to nothing there. Still trying to figure out who the primary guy was. The dog that made the stop never went to the ground with Arroyo.
I think that was McElroy starting at nose guard in there, Daniel. He's starting for the first time as a senior, and he's really disrupting things in the middle.
I agree. He's got a motor on him. He's not played a ton of snaps for Clay County in the first 3 years of his career. He's waited his turn. He's been humble about it. Now he's earning his chance, and he's making the most of it.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this defense. You talk about Coach D kind of winning that battle right now. And, you know, that's what got these Dogs started. They got the stop there on Jackson County prior to that touchdown. And they're kind of the life of this team, Daniel.
Jackson County driving right and left now from our vantage point. A handoff to a wingback who's driving left side. Gets north and south. Gets the first down, but penalty flags come out. I'm afraid if you were a fan of the Blue Devils, this one's coming back. Fortunately, don't bother us a bit. Holding call against Jackson County. So what would have been a first down for the Blue Devils is going to be taken away. 10-12 mark of this second quarter if you're just joining us back from our connectivity issues. Clay County leading it 7-9. Keaton Arms, a 25-yard run off right side. First play of the second quarter. That's how the Dogs got on the board. Levi Garrett with the extra point to give us this 7-0 lead. Ball is retreated deeper into Blue Devil territory with that holding penalty. It now rests at the Jackson County 32-yard line. Third play
of this third offensive possession of the game for Jackson County coming. As we mentioned, Hayden Stacey was playing quarterback earlier. They have switched to Waylon Kennedy. Kennedy going to be under center. It's old double wing set, tight ends left, a wide out right. Arroyo the tailback, rolls to the right, does Kennedy, throws, caught. Tackle going to be made by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett leading the team right now, probably in stops. Short of the first down, though. This is going to set up an interesting decision for Coach Loftus. The ball spotted near midfield at the Jackson County 40, fourth and around three. I know this much. If he sends the offense out, the defensive front for Clay County going to have to stay calm and watch the ball. An offsides infraction would give a first down to the Blue Devils.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. And the young quarterback for the Devils there, Kennedy, doing a great job. Big John Hamilton bearing down on him from the outside. He just barely got it off to complete that pass. Hamilton bringing the heat from the outside.
Third punt of the night coming for Jackson County. Burchett deep to receive. Jimmy thus far has not had a chance to return one. A nice punt by the Blue Devils. Once again, unreturnable. Clay County going to take over at their own 34-yard line. That's going to give them a 66-yard field in front of them. They're going to drive left to right from our vantage point. Coach Edwards hadn't given you a chance to say much. What's your thoughts so far on this week one debut?
Well, I think both teams are just kind of getting a feel for where they're at, and guys just getting adjusted to the first real action, you know. And we saw Keaton break that play. I saw him break that same play.
Let's
and
scrimmage
against Monterey a couple weeks ago. Same thing. So
Arms with a great start. He's 5 for 5 for 34 yards through the air already tonight, Daniel. He's carried three times for 28 and a 25-yard touchdown.
Arms in the gun, marking behind him, hand off to Joseph. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, running hard, met by a host of Devils, though. Perhaps one, maybe 2-yard pickup. Pretty good spot. They gave him the forward progress that he deserved. So the ball's going to be set on the near side hash to us, far side hash away from that Bulldog sideline. Ball now resting at the Jackson County 37. So a pickup of three. For Markham, setting up second and seven. 8:22 and ticking, second quarter. 7-0 in the lead for Clay County. They try to build it to a two-possession lead here. Dogs break huddle. Big junior right tackle, Wyatt Browning, a newcomer to the football squad. Nice to have him out here. He's the closest dog to us right now, except for Jimmy Burchett, who split just a couple yards from the sideline. Now Burchett coming in motion. Penalty flag comes out. Could be a delay game. False start.
Offside. Clay County.
So an opportunity perhaps for the Dog offense to just get a few more yards here as they lose 5 yards on the penalty. Timeout taken by head coach Lamb. Wants to talk to his squad. Not pleased right now with them after that penalty. 7:59 mark, second quarter. Dogs lead it 7-9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, second and around 12, maybe 13 for Clay County after the false start penalty. Ball setting at the Jackson County 32-yard line, 68-yard field in front of the Dogs. Arms to throw, it's a double move, going to go deep down the sideline, trying to target Verbal. Verbal can't get to it. Pass interference going to be called. They say that number 5, Brady Smith, impeded the downfield progress a verbal. And this could yield a first down, Thomas, if the officials saw it the way we did.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. You know, the ball kind of could have been caught in stride, really, if the Blue Devil wasn't standing there and stopped the receiver from going out there and getting a good ball by Keaton Arms. It was a little pump fake to the bubble on the outside, and then the actual blocker for the bubble screen released downfield there, Daniel. Good play. I like the play call, taking a shot.
And the big thing is there, based on what I'm seeing, they're going to mark this thing at the spot. Coach Loftus now have an issue with it, perhaps. Coach Edwards, what is the rule on this? Is it just a standard?
I think it's 15.
It's 15 yards, yeah.
From a line of scrimmage, right?
Yards. They're moving it back now, I think.
Coach Loftus made sure that the officials understood that. They started to put the ball at the spot of the foul, which was in Blue Devil territory. After they march it off from the line of scrimmage, it's going to set the ball at the 49-yard line, 1 yard from midfield. So a first down still, though. Fresh set of downs. Dogs right now 3 feet from midfield, driving left to right from our vantage point here.
Chain crew having a hard time keeping up. They've gone back and forth a couple times over there.
It's their first game of the season, too.
They've got it. They've got it straightened out.
Dogs break huddle. Keaton in the gun. Joseph behind him is the running back. Two wide to the left. Tied in a wing to the right. Now Markham steps up to the left tip of Arms. Burgett in motion right to left. Fake to him. Arms quarterback keeper across midfield. Runs hard. Picks up around 5, and he's going to be brought down, spotting him somewhere around the 46, 47. Now in Blue Devil territory. They spotted it at the 47, so a pickup of 4 for Keaton, making it 2nd and 6. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. 7:30 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County leading it 7-0. Very comfortable August night here. We have sat in the hot blistering sun so many times. And over the years during season openers, it's around 70 degrees right now. Just amazing.
It is. We're sitting here in a pretty good, with a pretty good view too, Daniel, on the perch.
Dogs with it in enemy territory at the 47. Keaton in the gun, rolls right, screens back to the left to Markham.
Nobody
could, could not hang on. Joseph started to run with it. He knew the potential for the big play that was set up. His feet just got ahead of his hands there. Joseph would like to have that one back.
You know, we did have a pretty good shower earlier today here in Gainesboro, Daniel. The field's wet. I'm sure the ball's a little damp at times also. But that one just kind of got up and didn't get hauled in by Markham, and he'll get a chance.
It is third.
Fifth play of this drive coming. 2 runs, 2 passes so far. So a balanced play call from offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard. 2 wide left for the Dogs. Tight end right. Markham at the left tip of Arms. Who's in the gun? 3rd and 6. Ball at the Jackson County 47. Arms rolls left. Throws to Birdwell. It's caught for the first down right at the sticks. That's a nice job by junior wideout Weston Birdwell, recognizing the spot on the field he needed to get the sticks. And a perfect pass, of course, by Arms to get it to him. And the officials take a look at it and signal first down. So 6:35 and dwindling here, second quarter action, 1st and 10 for Clay County Thomas, a short 40-yard field in front of them.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot tonight. And I think you got to credit Coach Jimmy Maynard for this attack so far. He's keeping it simple. The balls he's seeing, he took one shot earlier on and got the interference call, but he's throwing it underneath the coverage. Just really calling a good game so far.
6th play of the drive. Ball at the Jackson County 40. Arms in the gun. Rolls right. Flood route set up. John Hamilton on the catch. Turns it upfield. Going to be knocked out of bounds. John Hamilton recording his first official catch. As a Bulldog tied in, he played right tackle, started Coach Edwards as a freshman at right tackle, played there again his sophomore junior years, but the big man showing he's got the ability to play in space too. A nice turning catch.
John is really, you know, he slimmed up. He's in good shape now, as good a shape as he's ever been in, making a difference for this Bulldog football team.
10 yards the pickup. Yeah, Cousin John over my shoulder there says Keaton's on point, and he certainly is. Has not misfired on anything.
He hadn't. He's 7 for 8 and just with the one drop, Daniel, and he's approaching about 60 yards.
Halfway through this second quarter, Clay County leading 7-0, trying to score another. Arms rolls left, can't throw, going to run instead. He gets the first down, a nice effort by him, broke a tackle doing it, running to the far side of the field away from us was driven out of bounds by the Blue Devils, just past those Clay County cheerleaders who made the trip. We'll share those names to you here in a few moments when we have the opportunity. A squad of eight young ladies this year for sponsors Stephen Atlanta Chipwood. First and 10 now for the Dogs. Arms ran it down inside the 20. We're going to say that it rests at the 18. First and 10 from there. I believe the ninth play of this drive coming. Clay County has already earned four first downs on this drive. Keaton in the gun, two wide to the right. Markham in his left hip. Hand off to Joseph. He's off right side. Full head of steam. Could he go? He's going to do it. Joseph Markham into the end zone. And Clay County up by two scores, 13-0. Blood has been drawn by both of the senior quarterback and running back now, Coach, and they look good.
They do. It's what we expected, a big dose of Keaton Arms and Joseph Markham, and that's what we're seeing.
Particularly in the absence of their classmate, Alec Kerr, who's not on the field tonight.
You got to give the offensive line credit on that one. I think that was kind of a counter play, Daniel, coming back across. You talked about him earlier, the junior Wyatt Browning coming in, starting at that right tackle. You got Levi Garrett at one guard, Stone Lynn at center, and the other guard, I think, is that Hayden McGee starting there. And then your far left tackle, you'll have to help me on that one.
Actually, McGee's playing the left tackle. Levi Garrett playing that left guard.
Hunter Kyle, the other guard.
Yeah.
But this great push right there gave Markham the alley, and again, he took it.
5:12 left in this second quarter. Clay County leading it now, 14-9.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 5:12 left here in this second quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build. The Dogs just completed a 66-yard drive on 9 plays in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Capping it off was Joseph Markham. I believe it was a 17-18-yard touchdown run. Thomas nods in agreement. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Kickoff by Garrett, fielded by Blue Devil at the 20. He's upfield and going to be brought down. Hunter Kyle again recorded another special team stop. And Thomas, I tell you what that's all about, hustle. First man down the field, that's why we're calling his name on these special teams.
You know, we saw Hunter Kyle kind of have a coming out party as a junior, Daniel. He made the all-region team, recorded right at 60 tackles last year, and he led the team with 5.5 sacks. So Kyle making an impact as a senior in his first outing, too.
Nice addition from those last year tallies, Thomas. A great junior coming out party for him, like you said. Jackson County taking over at the 5:03 mark of the second quarter. They're trailing now 14-0 to the visiting Clay County Bulldogs. They're going to take over at their own 28-yard line, a 72-yard field in front of them. Kennedy stays the quarterback. He's under center. Hands off to Stacy, who now plays tailback. Nothing doing. Keaton Arms recording the stop, joined by others.
Stacy on the carry.
Ricardo McElroy getting in on the mix. He's played well. We've talked about him already at nose guard. Arms, we talk about him, Thomas, as a big strong-arm quarterback, which he is, but an outstanding linebacker. Just a real good nose for the ball on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. And probably the most physical player we have on that defense, except for maybe Levi Garrett. I'd put those two up on that as being the most physical, and they're both in the linebacking court.
Arms. Quarterback sack. Keaton Arms throwing down Kennedy deep in the Blue Devil backfield. It was a naked bootleg, Thomas. Kennedy rolls out of the left side, no protection, and guess who's sitting in his face? Number 11, Keaton Arms.
Yeah, a little play action to the right. Arms stayed where he was supposed to be. When he saw Kennedy on the bootleg, he just exploded into the backfield, Daniel. You're not getting away from the grasp of Keaton Arms.
Third and about 16 to go after the big loss. Ball resting at the Blue Devil 24. Coach Loftus' squad going the wrong way, much to his frustration, no doubt. Kennedy going to be under center, wing right and left, tight end right. Arroyo is a fullback behind. Roll out pass. Kennedy has time. Releases downfield. Going to be caught. Tackle immediately made. Got to be Jimmy Virgin. No, Nate Adams. Nate Adams getting his first official tackle. What a player that young man is. Nice way to play defense early here, Thomas, in his sophomore campaign. Did a great job filling in last year offensively when Arms went out during the second game with that injury. He comes on, and what does he do in the wake? Sets the Clay County High School single school passing record for yardage in a season.
Threw for over 1,500 yards. He tied the TD record with 19. But he also started at defensive back just like he's doing this year and had a great season there. 5 interceptions, Daniel, and played really well.
Another punt by Jackson County. Burchett going to let it roll. Wise decision by Jimmy. I have been impressed with the punting. A big number 70. I don't see that one on the roster. 71. Big number 71. Roger Piercy, Coach Edwards for Jackson County, had 4 opportunities to punt so far, and he's impressed me with each attempt.
I think he's gotten a little bit better on each one of them.
Nice high booming spiral on that one. Yeah. Probably net yardage. I didn't keep up. I'm going to wager around 50 yards of net on that punt. Tremendous for a high schooler. 2:46 mark of this second quarter. Dogs lead it 14-0 as they take back over. Ball rest at the Clay County 31. So a 69-yard field in front of the black and gold. Arms in the gun. 2:46 left in the second. They try to build on this 14-0 lead. Motion in the backfield. Burchett right to left. Give off to him on the jet sweep. Jimmy gets back to the line of scrimmage. Breaks a tackle. Cuts back. Breaks another tackle. Fighting for yards. He's brought down short of the 6, but there you see the versatility and the avoidability of Jimmy Burchett. Very shifty.
That's the second time we've seen him kind of get it on that jet action, Daniel. The first one got called back by that big holding penalty on the first drive that stopped Clay County. And that time we saw Burchett, like you say, break a tackle. He's known for his moves and his speed, but he showed his physicality there, broke a tackle, and got upfield.
Second down coming. Second and around 3. Ball resting at the Jackson County 39-yard line. Arms in the gun. Markham at the right hip. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Keaton with it. Rolls right. Releases. Caught by Burgle. Ooh, just dropped. Hit him in a bad place, Coach. As the old saying goes, just right in the hands. Sometimes you drop those similar to the Markham drop earlier. I think Weston was on the run before he caught it.
I think he was. His shoulder started to turn before he ever had the ball in his grasp. So he was indeed.
Tell you something I admire so far and really like about the route running of Birdwell, though, very precise. Sitting down on those curls, Thomas, getting back to the quarterback on them. Did not hang on to that one, but he's going to catch a whole lot more of those than he drops. I promise you that.
Yeah, no doubt. And we haven't seen Birdwell go downfield. I know he's got speed, Daniel. He'll be a deep burner threat, too.
2 wide right, 1 left, 3rd and 3. Screen pass set up. Markham going to catch this one. Here he comes. 40, 45, 50. He could go 40, 30. Joseph Markham to the 20. Going to be brought down. Good hustle by Blue Devil. But he paid the price. The Jackson County defender shaking up as he brought down the big Joseph Markham. What a specimen he is. You talk about a kid, Coach, that's gotten the weight room and transformed from junior to senior year. He looks like a college player almost. He's a good-looking kid.
He is. He's quite a specimen, like you said. He's really grown.
Ball now resting deep in Blue Devil territory at the 16-yard line. 1st and 10. Arms in the gun. Markham behind him. 2 wide right, 1 left. Markham now shifts to the right hip of Keaton. Here's the snap from Lynn. Keaton rolls to the right. Targets Hamilton. John can't hang on. Minute 26 mark of this second quarter. And the clock will stop with that incomplete pass. Fifth play of this dog drive coming. I could be wrong on that, but it's what we're going to say it is. Incomplete there on first down. Leaves it 2nd and 10. So a good opportunity here. No big rush. 2 timeouts left if we need them. Minute 26 left in this first half of play. Got to remember, too, guys, Clay County going to receive the ball to start the second half after winning the toss and deferring. So a chance for a twofer here for them if they can score here and on the opening drive of the third quarter. Second and 10, Keaton to throw. Releases left down the sideline. Wheel route for Markham. That one just a little wide of its mark. Joseph never really to create separation from the defender there. Well defended by Jackson County.
Yeah, that's good coverage on the outside right there. Arms just taking a shot that Markham, the receiver on that one, also could go up and get it. And good coverage. He kind of stopped Markham from leaving his feet there.
Third and 10 after two consecutive incomplete passes. Clock stopped at the minute 19 mark. But as we mentioned another time earlier, you got two plays to get this first down. Don't have to get all 10 of it on third down here where the ball's set. Keaton in the gun. Two wide to the left. One to the right. Markham in the left. Burchett in motion. Now that's Nate Adams in motion. Fake jet pass. Intercepted in the end zone by Blue Devil. And here he comes. Has a few blockers. Clay County hustling, trying to get to him. It's returned out around the 18. Keaton Arms with the tackle. Tracked down that defender. It looked to me perhaps like some miscommunication between receiver and quarterback there. Thomas, I'm not sure.
No, he had Birdwell on the seam. As he broke it up the seam, Birdwell lost his footing here on the wet field,
okay.
Went to the dirt. And, you know, the safety just came over when Birdwell went down. You know, his receiver kind of fell down on him, Daniel, and a good play by Jackson County to come over and pick off Arms in the end zone.
We do have a injured Blue Devil down on the field. Both teams go to the sidelines. We're going to go to injury timeout here. Minute 7 left in this first half of play. Clay County leading it 14-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, glad to tell you that the injured Blue Devil on the play does appear to be all right. He's up under his own pressure on the sideline. It was number 8, Alex Johnson. Coincidentally, the player that intercepted the pass, he was tackled by Arms. Keaton lowered the boom on him and just addled him a little bit. Appears to be okay now, though. So Jackson County going to take back over. An opportunity with a minute and 7 seconds left in the second half to try to get points on the board. Clay County leads it 14-9. Blue Devils take over at their own 19-yard line and 81-yard field in front of them. They're going to drive from right to left from our vantage point. Arroyo on the toss sweep. Not happening this time. Arroyo, if you have attended basketball games the last few years, you know that name. He's an outstanding player on the hardwood. However, the first time, to my understanding, that he's made it out onto the gridiron for the Blue Devils. Coach Loftus recruiting the hallways, and he's a great athlete. Coach, you faced him many times before.
He is. He's a guy that you know, shoots a mean little mid-range jumper, a good defender in basketball, and a guy that we have to account for defensively, make sure we know where he's at. But you know, looks like a heck of a football player in that, you know, shoulder pads and helmet.
He certainly does. He looks the part. The dog defense, though, not giving him much tonight. Clock continues to wind here. Jackson County taking a lot of time. We're down to 35 seconds. Feels like they should have had a delay of game because no timeout was called. Kennedy going to go under center. Wing T set behind him. Ball on the ground. Going to be recovered. I'm going to go ahead and guess by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think that might have been McElroy underneath Daniel picking that one up. There's time for a shot here. 20 seconds left.
Clay County football. So here we go, Thomas. 21.9 seconds with a short field and two timeouts is a lifetime. Ball's going to be sitting around where the Dogs had it last. We're going to call it the Jackson County 18-yard line. So a nice opportunity, that twofer we talked about, scoring here, and then on the opening drive of the third quarter, Coach, still a possibility, and that would about put this thing away if we were to get up 28-9.
Let's just make it 21.
Well, you couldn't hear me, though. I was talking about a twofer. We're going to get the ball open the third.
I hear you.
Clay Kenny taking their time. Coach Maynard on the sideline. He's in his 43rd year, guys, of coaching high school football. Spent 31 years as a head coach. Very fortunate that Coach Lamb was able to get Coach Maynard to come over and join this staff.
How old are you, Daniel?
Me? I'm 40. He's been coaching longer than I've been alive, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. He's 40.
Adam singled up on the top side, Daniel. Let's see if they go for it.
Arms to throw, one-on-one. Corner of the end zone. Was it inbounds? Yeah! Touchdown, Clay Kenny. Thomas, you called it.
Man-to-man coverage on the inside. Adam sitting in kind of a slot position, tight to the line right there, Daniel. He turned the out towards the sideline. The defensive back bit. He turned it up, broke his ankles pretty much, and arms put it on the money right at the back end of the end zone. Touchdown to Clay County.
18-yard variety, making it 20-0. Levi Garrett going to come out and kick the PAT. He's 2 of 2 on the night so far. Adam's going to hold Jimmy Burchett. Long snap. Snap, set, kicks away, and the kick is no good. 20-9. Clay County leads it. 13.9 seconds left in the first half.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live from Matt Draper Stadium, Levi Garrett said to kick off from left to right. We've been very blessed with Garrett's kicking abilities over these last several years since he's took over those duties. Puts his foot to it, high pooch kick, going to be fielded by a Blue Devil. Actually, it's going to be fielded by nobody. Ball's loose on the ground. A scrum for it. Could it be that Clay County has it again? Not lucky enough this time. Jackson County going to have the opportunity with 7.4 seconds left, guys, to take a knee on it if they wish and get into the locker room and regroup. Or Coach Loftus may air it out deep for the first time.
Well, he doesn't have much to lose if you throw it long, you know. Or he might just say, let's just keep it right here and go in and talk about it.
Very well could. Blue Devils break huddle. They appear to be a bit lackluster as they do so. I don't think they've got anything cooked up too fancy here. Kennedy going to go under center. Hand off to Stacy. He's around right side. Has a nice little run. Time's going to expire as a host of dogs bring him down. Thomas, I'm going to give you your typical job of picking out a tackler on that one if you wish to. Buzzer sounds. Clay County, after a slow start, has built a pretty commanding lead. 20-9 on the road here in week one against Jackson County.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and
he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Gainesboro, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Jackson County 20-0. Here at intermission. You know, Clay County scored kind of at will in this one after bogging out on their first drive due to a penalty. They scored on their next three. I'll take that back. Their next two before having a turnover on their third one. But they returned the favor, picked up a fumble, and one play later also found themselves in the end zone. On the first drive, the big play was Keaton Arms finding Weston Burble for 14 yards. Joseph Markham pounded ahead with two big runs, and then Arms broke free for a 25-yard touchdown. Fellow senior Levi Garrett kicked the PAT, and it was 7-0 early in the second quarter for Clay County. The next drive they put together a long one. I've got the, I believe it was about 9 plays on that drive, and they covered 66 yards, and they did it in 3 minutes and 40 seconds, and that was a sustained drive with Arms running the ball. He found Birdwell and Hamilton, and then Markham took it in from 18 yards out. Garrett had the PAT with 5 minutes left in the first half. Clay County led 14-0, and then late Arms threw an interception down the middle as Weston Birdwell kind of lost his footing in the end zone. Jackson County got the ball back, but then they fumbled it back to Clay County, and Arms found Nate Adams from 18 yards out to make it 20-0, and that is your halftime score. For Clay County, they've run 20 plays for 196 total offensive yards, 11 rushes for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns, and that can't be right. Yeah, that's pretty close, I guess. And then Keaton Arms is 9 for 14 for 114 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. With the touchdown to Nate Adams late, Arms is rushed for 44 and a touchdown, the 25-yarder, and Markham has 5 carries for 30 yards. Defensively, Hunter Kyle's leading the way with 4 stops at halftime. Jimmy Burchett has 3. Markham and Arms also have 2 apiece. Again, Clay County leads 20-0 here at halftime in Gainesboro over Jackson County. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it,
Call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading it by 3 possessions, 20-0 at halftime over Jackson County. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards for a few Jackson County stats and then a budget pest control scoreboard update that I'm anxious to hear.
Very few Jackson County stats, Daniel. This defense, dog defense, picking up right where they left off last season. Jackson County, 14 total plays for 23 total yards. 10 rushes for 14. 3 of 4 through the air for 9 yards. So, not much to talk about there. Penalty-wise, pretty low penalty game for your first game of the season. Yeah. Jackson County, 3 penalties for 30 yards. Clay County, 2 penalties for 15. So, pretty clean considering the first game of the season.
I agree.
All right, let's get our first budget pest control scoreboard update here for the season. Got a few finals from yesterday. Last night, Upperman shut out Cookeville 34-0. Richland beat Cornersville 31-20. Webb School 37, Red Bowling Springs 7. Some of tonight's games, some of the action going on. Fayetteville's up 22-10 over Watertown at halftime. Cumberland County leads Whitwell 10-9 at halftime. Bledsoe 14, York 7. That one was in the second quarter. Friendship Christian 21, Trousdale 0, also in the second quarter. Westmoreland 7, Portland 0. That one's showing, it showed in the first quarter, but it's probably closer to halftime now. And the score could be different. Macon County 14, East Robb 6. That one also in the second quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you yet again by the folks at Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, roaches.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Before I read the question, I'll give you that number again, 931-397-9004. So tonight's first Subway Trivia Challenge question. In the 10th and final game of the 1975 season, remember this is the fall of 1975. In the 10th and final game of the 1975 season, Salina High beat Jackson County 22-14. What Bulldog threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and returned a punt for a touchdown in that Bulldog win? We'll read it again. In the 10th and final game of the 1975 season, Salina High beat Jackson County 22-14. What Bulldog player threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and returned a punt for a touchdown in that contest? If you think you know the answer, please text it to us at 931-397-9004. Include your name along with your answer, please. We already have a correct answer. A local historian, Miss Melissa White, a good friend of mine, says Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Roger Shore. She's all over it. Sorry, guys. Miss White beat you quickly to the punch on that one. Nice job, Miss White. Roger Shore, an outstanding player. His partner in crime, as we like to call him, Johnny Booger McLaren, also in that game. Had a guest that came in just a touch late there from former director of schools, Matt Eldridge. He guessed Bill Napier, our late Uncle Thomas, and off by a year there. That's what you get into. The fall of 75, Uncle Bill would have been over at Tech. He had graduated in the spring of 75, but Uncle Bill, a good guess. See, I've not heard a lot of stories of touchdown returns by him. I was using Greg Craig in that role. But so congratulations to Miss White. Miss White, you will be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. I'm going to go ahead while we have opportunity and throw out one more quick trivia challenge question. Unfortunately, this will be just for a sticker, but we'll certainly mail it to you. So here's a bonus one. In 2017, when we made our Horizon Sports Network debut right here at Jackson County High School, what was the first budget pest control tagline used by producer Rob Edwards on the first ever budget pest control scoreboard update? There's been a lot of memorable ones, Thomas.
Well, there has, Daniel. That was the highlight of the first season, in my opinion, was the taglines that Coach Edwards came up with for Luke and Angela Collins' budget pest control business. And
we would wait because
we didn't know where they were coming.
Well, now that one, I didn't know either. That was on the phone during a break, maybe at halftime or something. I was talking to Luke about it, and I said, "Well, what do you want us to say?" And he threw it out there.
Okay,
and,
all right.
So if you
repeat the question.
Yeah, if you feel like you know the answer to this one, this is a bonus one. In our 2017 Horizon Sports Network broadcasting debut at Jackson County High School, what was the original budget pest control scoreboard update tagline that Coach Rob Edwards used on air that night? If you think you know the answer, please text it in the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
Give them an example, Coach. What was the one from the halftime just a second ago?
Well, just a minute ago, we used Buenas Noches Roaches.
Okay.
Daniel has a couple favorites.
Oh, I do.
Out there.
I hate to share too many prior to the answer.
Okay.
You know,
okay. That's fine.
Don't want to minimize the guesses.
We had a couple other guesses. Your mother, Linda Strong, coming in with the answer just a little late behind Miss White, Roger Short, and then Tish Plumley guessing Greg Craig. So she was in the right area also.
Sure, certainly was. Clay County going to take over here to start this second. Have a great kickoff by Jackson County. However, that thing rolled out of bounds. What a beautiful kick. It hit the goal line pylon and rolled out of bounds. Had it stayed in play, Jackson County likely would have recovered that thing an inch from the Bulldog goal line. So great execution there by the special teams unit for head coach Sean Loftus. Unfortunately for them, though, it's going to be a penalty, and Clay County can either take the ball at the 35, I believe, or force a re-kick. So we'll have to wait and see what's decided by head coach Bruce Lamb. Coach Lamb, the 24th head coach in the history of Bulldog football. fortunate to have him here. Of course, former head coach Jake Johnson resigning after last year. Thoroughly enjoyed the four seasons that he spent here in Salina. Made the decision to go a little closer to home. It's my understanding that he is the defensive coordinator for Cumberland County High School, who's in a touch hog battle with Whipple, 10-9. They let him there at the half, I heard you say, Coach Evans.
That is correct, yes.
Clay County here, going to have it at 35. Now, Coach Loftus wanting to talk to the officials now. Coach Loftus has been doing this for a long time. He may know of some technicality that the officials have overlooked here. He's still in discussion with them. I can't imagine what it would be, though, Thomas.
I don't either. They're looking downfield here. Okay, checking the scoreboard. Maybe it's the clock. Trying to get the clock to start, and he's got it going.
Okay. So we have a five-second runoff. 11:55 on the clock here. We have a guess from listener and sponsor Rob Weir. Oh, no, that's not a guess. He's just letting us know the Internet's working good. It's working great ever since. And Budget Pest Control does work great for sure, but sorry about that. I was mistaken. First and 10, Clay County. Ball at the 35, a 65-yard field in front of them, trying to extend this three-possession lead. Keaton arms in the gun. Burchett motion left to right. Fake jet to him. Quarterback keeper arms with it. Gets the line of scrimmage. Here he comes. 40. Stay arms a man. Crosses midfield. He goes to the Jets. Gets brought down around the 40. Keaton Arms using every bit of that big body to punish the Jackson County defenders as he stumbles and rumbles and bubbles downfield. What a great run.
Great stiff arm right there about the 45-yard line.
Arms really looking good. I go back in mind to his sophomore year at home against Westmoreland when he was just running like a man possessed, punishing guys, and that's the type of run we see out of him again.
I brought that to his attention a few times throughout basketball season when I need him to be a little more aggressive. I've used that as an example. I need you to play like you did that Westmoreland football game.
Well, that's what Arms can do when he's healthy, and we are lucky that he is. Ball in Blue Devil territory at the 39. Keaton rolls to the right, looks downfield. Going to be hit, gets away from Stacy. Now other Blue Devils join the fray. They never do get Arms to the turf, but whistles blow it dead.
On the tackle, number 1, Hayden Stacy.
So on the defensive pressure by the Blue Devils, the ball's going to be retreated back to the Jackson County 47-yard line. It's going to make it about second 19, Thomas. We do have a guess on that original Budget Pest Control tagline. Says, bug be gone. Great guess. Incorrect. Coach, write that one down. You may have used that. Second 19 or so after the big loss, 10-20 and ticking, 20-0. That guess came from listener Linda Nelson, by the way. We certainly appreciate the interaction we get from listeners during this Subway Trivia Challenge. It's kind of a juggling contest at times to make sure we get accurate coverage of the action while also surveying the answers, but please send them in. 10-12 and ticking, third quarter, second 19, ball at the Jackson County 47. Arms in the gun, Markham in his right hip, two wide outs, right one left. Arms to pass, has time, release is going to be incomplete. It was at the far side, a deep out run by Nate Adams. The two couldn't hardly hook up. What a beautiful 18-yard touchdown pass, though, they had to finish off that second quarter. So third and 19 now. Arms going to trot over where he can talk a little closer with new offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard. And experience, as experienced coaches, each of those are in their own respective positions, quarterback and coach, a bit of a learning curve got to be just to have that new relationship with a new play caller.
I think it is, especially in the first live game action where you're, you know, going to the sidelines, getting the plays signaled in. It's a little bit different.
Third and 19, arms to pass, has time, looks deep downfield, wants Adams, throws it down the right sideline. Going to be incomplete. A wonderful pass. It would have been a very tough catch. Adams turned, arms put it on the outside shoulder to get it away from two Blue Devil defenders. Nate had a chance at it, just couldn't pull it in, Thomas. Well executed, though.
Yeah, good route by Adams. He got the release he needed, and he got downfield. Just a little too much air maybe under that one. He had to slow up just a little bit. The defenders ended up coming over on double coverage, and did a good job of distracting Adams. from hauling that one in. Good ball from Arms right there.
Definitely.
He threw it on a rope probably, 40 yards.
Markham shows his abilities with his foot as he punts it away. Going to be fielded by Stacy at the Jackson County 10. Immediately brought down. Jimmy Burchett flying downfield. Great shoestring tackle as he went low and wrapped up the ankles of Stacy and took him down. The 14-yard line is where Jackson County is going to take over an 86-yard field in front of them. 9:48 mark of this second quarter. 20-9 the lead. Thomas Lee have received some praise that I don't think is fully deserved. Someone here responds that they love listening to us. Says it's like listening to John Ward. Of course, that's way beyond our abilities, but we appreciate the comment nonetheless. Thank you for that, listener. Jackson County taking over. Little to no offensive output for the Blue Devils so far in this one. Not because they're not good on that side of the ball, just because Clay County's defense has been so suffocating. Stacy back at quarterback, going to throw. Going to be intercepted. Is it Adams?
Six.
Is that Adams or Markham? Nate Adams. He may not have caught the big deep ball a minute ago, but he caught that in Thomas and took it into the end zone. The sophomore adding his first points of the season. What a nice anticipated route. Anticipated jumping that route there by Adams. Very instinctive.
Yeah, just a great athlete. We talked about what he did last year at the quarterback position, but as a defensive back, again, he had 5 picks last year, 1 for a touchdown. He had a pick 6 in 2021, Daniel, and you just saw a perfect break right there. Not a bad ball by Stacy, just a great play by Adams, and there was nobody touching him as he walked into the end zone.
9:38 mark of this third quarter, Clay County extending the lead. Levi Garrett on the PAT, good. Now it's 27-0. We're going to go to a break, come right back, keep sending in those guesses to what the original Budget Pest Control tagline was 6 years ago when we debuted the Horizon Sports Network right here at Jackson County.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
We've had a couple more guesses come in to the original tagline. Bob Weaver comes in with the Bug Thugs. A great guess. That was an early one, but incorrect. We had a few more here. Let me see if I can dig out a few as Clay County kicks off. Garrett puts his foot to it. Going to be a low squib kick. And Clay County may have recovered this thing. They do. And look who it is. Keaton Arms hustling downfield. Garrett with the squib kick. It was not an onsides attempt or anything. Just putting it on the ground. A low hard line drive. Blue Devils couldn't handle it. Keaton Arms could. So a point to extend, Coach. There's been a rule change. Right now Clay County's leading 27-0. Last year, they would have had to have led by 35 points to have had a running clock. How has that changed?
That's one of the things that changed. Well, really the biggest rule in football was the mercy rule. It went from 35 to 30. So if Clay County gets up by 30 right here, the clock's going to run until if that lead gets below 30, it will go back to normal operation. But put another score on the board right here, we'll be in mercy rule territory.
Clay County taking over after Arms comes up with the mishandled ball from the Blue Devils. They've got it to Jackson County 31. Hand off to Markham. Joseph running ahead. Gets past the line. 25. Cuts. 20. He's going to do it. 15. 10. Joseph Markham into the end zone, but a penalty flag comes out.
Taunting.
I think so.
Taunting.
Did he wave at the defender as he went across the goal line, Coach?
He made some type of hand gesture. I couldn't tell from here what it was, but it looked like a wave maybe or something.
Call off the touchdown.
It looked like the patented stiff arm. However, there was none of the defenders there, so it must have been a wave.
It could have been.
Yeah, but it's still a touchdown. It's got to be a touchdown. Maybe unsportsmanlike, a penalty on the kickoff, something like that, but it's got to be a touchdown. Markham, what a move on the interior line there, Daniel. He bursted up the middle and then just kind of sidestepped two defenders, left them standing there, and then just pulled away towards the far pylon.
Made it look easy.
Got to be a touchdown.
Points on the board. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
I don't blame him for celebrating that one right there, guys. That's one of the best runs we've seen out of that young man, and that's saying something for Joseph Markham.
We've had another guess. Bugs are for slugs. Coach, would that be right?
That is incorrect, but that is a nice line that we may have to add that one to the collection.
So Garrett on for the PAT, 9-12 mark of this third quarter. And you can tell that Jackson County fought hard early, but at this point they've kind of, hate to use the word wilted, but kind of wilted under the pressure from the Dogs here. As things are starting to get away from them, a bad snap. Oh, a block kick.
Yeah.
I had my head turned away. PAT by Garrett was blocked. We're going to go to break here. 9-12 mark of this third quarter. 33-9. Clay County leads it.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 9-12 mark of this third quarter. It's been all Bulldogs. Guys, we're less than 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Clay County scored two touchdowns already. Don't know what kind of a speech took place at halftime. I know Coach Lamb's a fiery guy, been doing this a long time. He gets real passionate. He might have gotten their ears a little bit and said, guys, you were to already have this clock running, you know, right now. Well, they do now, Coach.
Both of those off of Jackson County turnovers as well. So, you know, it's a great play by Nate there on the interception, followed up by Keaton hustling downfield and getting on that kickoff muff.
Garrett going to be kicking off deep now in Dog territory. The 25, that 15-yard penalty on Markham being assessed on the kickoff. Garrett puts his foot to it. Going to be mishandled again by the Blue Devils, but they pick it back up safely this time. Jackson County going to take over. And they're on 42, 43-yard line.
At their own 43-yard line.
8:55 and ticking, third quarter. We will see this clock running continuously in Atlas. Coach Edwards said, I do not yet see, and nor do I expect to see during this quarter, any change on the lineup for the Dogs. Still all the original starters. We've got a great timeout taken. I'm going to stay on air here for just a moment. Want to take the opportunity, as we almost always do, to mention the great participation of the Clay County fans. I know a short trip from
Clay County
down here to Gainesboro, but they've made the trip nonetheless. If you were to put everybody that's here supporting the black and gold into those visiting bleachers across the way, it would be exceeding capacity. There are several fence hangers, and no surprise there, Thomas. That's one thing we know. Clay County loves its sports, and they'll follow them, whether it's a 20-mile trip to Jackson County or a 3-hour trip to Copper Basin.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're right, the visiting bleachers are almost full. I'm sure you could pack some in there, but if you take in the fence hangers, which is kind of our MO for Bulldog fans, they like to get as close to the action as they can get, Daniel, and just a great crowd. This is just a It's been a great matchup over the years, and, you know, there's no love lost between these two teams.
There is not. Another group that is participating well tonight, the CCHS cheerleaders. 8 of them on the squad this year, a big group of juniors leading the way. Bethany Becker and Brooklyn Becker. Also, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They're joined by newcomer to the squad and sophomore Maylee Kyle. And another newcomer, freshman Adelia Collins, younger sister of Allison. Jackson County on 1st and 10, quarterback keeper by Stacy. He could go the distance. Biggest play of the night, regardless, for the Blue Devils. Jimmy Burchett not allowing it to get beyond the 25, but talk about a field flipper for head coach Sean Lossis and his squad. Perhaps the dog defense got a little comfortable with that 33-0 lead.
Yeah, we've got some reserves in there, Daniel, I think, out here at on the outside and maybe some up front, too, it looked like to me. Number one and couple trotting off right there.
Of course, one there, freshman Nolan Adams. There are two that are leaving the field, and two others come back out. Sponsors for those cheerleaders, Stephen and Lana Chutewood. 1st and 10 for Jackson County. They've got it now threatening at the Clay County 25. Stacy running the beer. It looks like it's to the running back. He's off left side, full head of steam. Going to be brought down, though, by Weston Burble. Ball carrier was Bradley Goolsby. Coach Edwards, he was so fresh-looking because that was his first touch of that.
Yeah, we talked there a little at halftime. Only 3 guys touched the ball the first half.
Primarily two.
Yeah.
Kennedy and Stacy. Arroyo had a few carries.
Yeah. good catch by John Weaver. The center does cut the catch there. So 4 guys.
7:05 and ticking, third quarter. Stacy in the shotgun at quarterback hooks over to Coach Loftus. False start going to be called against Jackson County. And unless the line moved, I'm not sure what that was. The quarterback reshifted the running back, which is allowable. Perhaps the line moved as well. Well, the trails went cold in the search for that initial budget pest control tagline. Bob Weaver says he's going into the archives right now to listen back. Let's give him a chance before we reveal it. We've never had a question unanswered, I think.
No, I don't think we have, Daniel. And that's one thing about the Horizon Sports Network. You know, folks could go back and get that answer if they wanted to. Every broadcast we've ever done is there for people to go back and listen to, players to go back and listen to on Saturday morning. We've heard a lot of them tell us they do that. And I think we get as many people listen to the archive the next day or within that next week as we do live on air.
Ball on the ground, recovered by Clay County, a high snap that couldn't be handled by Hayden Stacy. Is recovered by guess who? Hunter Kyle, hustling once again.
Kyle's had a great game tonight. He's tied with Jimmy Burchett with 5 tackles, leading the way for this Clay County defense, Daniel.
This group of seniors, knowing this is a non-region, different classification game, this will be the last time on the gridiron that they ever play Jackson County. Most of these seniors started playing football when they were 5 years old in the youth leagues early on. They have sparred with these same kids essentially their whole lives at this point. And got to be a little sentimental for them and exhilarating for them that they're beating their downriver rivals 33-0. Makes me kind of feel for Alec Kerr a little bit, though. I know he would have liked to have been out there with them. Alec is pretty healthy. He probably could have went if he had to. Is Keaton Armstrong right side getting close enough for a first down? Keaton really starting to lower the boom now, running like the bulldozer that it is. Picks up around 7 or 8, going to advance up to the 46.
Gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2.
The Clay County 46. The play originated where the possession took over.
38.
At the 38. As I was saying, Kerr not getting to face Jackson County. I think, you know, Alec probably could have suited up and been pretty tremendous tonight if necessary. But we need a healthy squad to battle through this season, capture a region championship. We knew we didn't have to have him for this and let him rest up, let him heal. Could be that you won't see him next week when the Dogs travel to Clinton County, Kentucky for an out-of-state game that's a non-region contest. What's more important is making sure that when he does return, he's 100%.
Coach Lamb said from the get-go, you know, yeah, he wants to play well in this first game. He wants to play well early on in the season. But it's all about playing your best ball in week 10, week 11, preparing for that playoff run, Daniel, and he's right. This has kind of been what we thought tonight. We saw Clay County get off to a slow start, but they started putting things together, and, they're kind of getting the cobwebs knocked out and getting rolling.
First and 10 after that offside by Jackson County. A fresh set of downs for Clay County ball. The Blue Devil 49. Here Markham goes. Can they get him? I don't think so. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Joseph Markham. Touchdown, baby. 3:33 on this third quarter clock, Coach Edwards. And Markham looking like a man.
Just impresses me with his size, Daniel, how he can pull away from people. We saw him do it. We've seen him do it his whole career, but right there, he had 10 yards on those guys as he walked into the end zone, and I think that was a 49-yard run for Jared Markham to put him over 100 yards tonight.
I'd like to put the clock on him on that last 40 yards of that. Had it been a quick time, he was sailing down that sideline. Garrett on for the PAT. Dogs up 39-9. The kick's away. It's a beauty. Dogs lead it 40-9. What a productive third quarter thus far. And there's 3:24 left in it.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back live here on the Horizon Sports Network. What a 49-yard run by Joseph Markham. And that could spell the end for these starters. I'm not sure how much longer Coach Lamb will want to leave them out there. They had a quarter at the Jamboree last week. This one is well under control, leading 40-9. Could be that after this kickoff, we do see a backup defensive unit come out. Now, Coach Dickerson's not going to like that. He's going to want to keep that goose egg on the board. But sometimes you just got to sit those starters anyway. John Hamilton on the stop, hustling down, Bill. I kind of said that like it's a given that if this second defense comes out, we'd yield points. I don't think they'd give up any, But I know how those defensive coaches are. They like to keep the shutout going if it's there. We'll have to wait and see if there's personnel change.
They might have Worm Smith in there at linebacker, Daniel.
Still see number 18, Ben Maxfield, the junior. Now, he started some on the offensive line last year, earning his spot as a defensive starter this year. That middle linebacker, you're right, number 10, sophomore Worm Smith, a hard-nosed kid. He's in there getting some work. Joined inside by junior Austin Anderson. Timeout taken by Clay County. We just played an ad and came back for the kickoff, so we'll stay on air here. I think we go ahead and throw up the white flag on the budget pest control one. It's too tough for them. Coach Edwards, you want to share what that initial one was? If Bob's still digging through archives, I'm sorry, Bob. But let's go ahead and do that. We'll call a truce on it. What was the original budget pest control tagline?
Don't let the bud bugs bite.
Pretty simple, but, effective. Daniel, what's your favorite?
My favorite? No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget pest control kills them all. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Of course, I get to say them during basketball season when Coach Edwards is up to more important things.
Right. Well, my favorite, I think you just got to keep it simple. License to kill.
We kill more bugs than car windshields. I think, we've got some others.
Re-enjoying happiness by spreading death and destruction. That's one of my favorite ones.
We kill things for a living. Yes. There's a lot of good ones. We're still in timeout, by the way, folks. Not missing any action here. But we thank them and all our other sponsors. What a tremendous time we've had over the years doing this, and it's all in thanks to them. Jackson County now taking over after this kickoff. More fresh blood in the game for them. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. Nobody gets low with that form like Burchett does, except maybe Alec Kerr. Those two guys, when they're playing two high safeties, they're so dangerous back there because they're like linebackers with their instincts. They come up field with that 10-yard head of steam, Thomas, and I would not want to be hit by either one of them.
No, and Jimmy Burchett enjoyed that tackle right there, Daniel. You saw him pop up just about the time the Jackson County player hit his backside. You know, this game means something. They're up 40-0. Jimmy Burchett still laying licks.
Well, I hate to bring it up, but Jimmy Burchett, one of those crossover basketball players as well. And the last time we played Jackson County in team sports on hardwood, they bested us, coach, at home.
Oh, they did at home, yeah. They had a solid squad.
So I know these guys are still mad about that. Guys like Jimmy and Keaton who play those sports.
Maybe it's two times this summer, too.
Hey, they're a good team, right?
They are a good team.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
We listed your record against them earlier. It was something like 39-13 or something. And it's actually one of the, even though you still got double the wins they do in your 22-year career, it's actually one of the closer records against opponents that you've got. And I think down here at Gainesboro, maybe 500, 5-5 against
them. At best, I imagine, yeah. Yeah, it's always been a tough place for us.
Well, maybe more than, maybe 10-10. We played a lot more than 10 games down here. Under 1 minute left in this third quarter. It's going to be third and short for Jackson County. They got about 3 yards when Burchett tackled on the first down play. Then they completed a slant pass for about five more on second down. And now quarterback Stacy trying to keep it himself off left side to pick up the first. They're going to give him that spot. Hunter Kyle with the stop. First down for Jackson County. Could be the quarter here. 30 seconds to take it in this third quarter. Guys, Clay County, aided and abetted by turnovers, has scored 3 touchdowns in this quarter. It's 20-0 at halftime. Thomas, we're right now fixing to hear the buzzer sound in about 15 seconds on this third quarter. It's 40-0.
Yeah, big plays. Adams pick six and Markham breaking two, Daniel. A 31-yard touchdown run and then a 49-yarder to back it up, and Clay County's rolling.
Another bad snap for the Blue Devils. Quarterback Kennedy falls down on it safely. This quarter is going to end. It's time to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's all Clay County. Bulldogs 40, Blue Devils 9.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, waiting for the start of this fourth quarter. Not sure what they're waiting on. Good opening night for Clay County and head coach Bruce Lamb. We talked a lot about his coordinators on the offensive side, Jimmy Maynard, on the defensive side, Mac Dickerson, also assistants Carl Ledbetter, Wilson Cates, and Stephen Arms over there on that sideline. Thomas, they play a huge role in this as well. Even though we have focused a lot tonight for our listeners on the experience of the other guys, since it's the first time that some of them have ever stalked the sidelines for Bulldog football. But, you know, from trainer Chad Holloway to the managers on this squad, it takes all of them to make it go.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a lot of work goes into a football season, Daniel, and we're seeing early that it's paying off. And the newcomer, Parker Smith, with the tackle there, Daniel, might have been a tackle for loss.
Could be. We'll watch that down marker across the way, and they leave it still. So third and round 20. I honestly can't remember what happened on first down, the bad snap. That's how they lost the 10 yards,
right.
Yeah. Third and 20 for Jackson County. The ball rests in their own territory, the 32. They're going to play it with quarterback Hayden Stacey in the gun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Here's the snap, handing off inside. Back picks up a couple, squirts away from a few Dog defenders before he's drugged down. And that's going to be Smith again on the stop. Fourth and 12 now, and the punt team comes out. That has been a bright spot for Jackson County tonight. We mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Big number 71, Roger Pierce, he's done a fine job punting it for Jackson County.
Tell you what, Burchett hasn't had a chance at a return yet tonight, Daniel. I wouldn't want to give him one right now.
No, he's dangerous. We talk about Kerr, but think back to Jimmy Burchett when he did the Westmore his sophomore year. The kickoff return heard around the world there. Got us excited in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. That and a low line drive. Good pressure by the Dog defense. Clay County going to take over? No, they're probably not. There's a flag down back here. Markham had the penetration off the edge. Nice rush by Joseph. He did run into Piercy. I hadn't kept up over the years. I don't know if there's still two different type penalties for running into the kicker or not in high school.
That may not be the biggest story, Daniel. I saw. Thought I saw the referee on the far sideline signal Jackson County.
That's a tri-star.
Have possession of that ball.
Jackson County.
Yeah, I think we had a fumble on the.
Oh, you said the far judge signaled Jackson County ball. You think they have possession?
I think they might.
I'm a little lost at the moment.
Well, they are too, looks like.
Well, I know this much. Had the pleasure last night while they were shorting this out. Jackson County football.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a muffed
attempt. I think it's
on
the penalty here on the back here. Did they wave off the flag?
Yes.
The officials still talk.
Hell, the clock's still running.
9:15 and ticking, fourth quarter. As I was saying, had the pleasure last night of watching the Sonic K-8 junior high football team get their first win of the season on the road up at Monterey. Just a really entertaining game. It's 0-0 for a long time. Monterey went up 6-0 deep in the fourth quarter, and new head coach Marty Maxfield's squad took back over and converted on a fourth down play, turned it into a touchdown, and had the two-point conversion as well to go up 8-6 and held on. So a nice win. Congratulations to those guys and to Marty Maxfield. We'll talk about that for just a second. A graduate, I think a 1996 graduate of Salina High School. His older brother, David, of course, the principal at Salina K-8 and a former head coach of Clay County High School football. Fortunate enough to get Marty back here teaching over the summer. He's a veteran educator at this point. Coach Edwards, I think 18 years or something, 16, 17 years he's been in education. He's been a head basketball coach at Sunbright High School, amongst other places, and it's nice to have him leading our Pee Wee boys basketball, junior high boys basketball, and junior high football at Salina K-8. Tremendous that anybody would be willing to take all that up.
It is. Marty's very knowledgeable in both sports, basketball and football. And
he's assisted you before, right?
He helped me for 3 years before he went to the dark side at Pickett County and helped Greg Bibb there for a little while. Then he ended up at Sunbright and had a little stint there at Macon County before we got him back in Clay County. So we're lucky to have him.
Absolutely.
Hometown guy. He'll stick around a while, I think.
Jackson County with another bad snap. They continue to have negative plays. Ball still on the ground. Clay County going to have it this time, perhaps. No, they're already signaling Jackson County before the scrum's over. You get the feeling at this point perhaps the officials don't want to tip the scales anymore in favor of Clay County, and I understand that. Thomas, update us. I know Hunter Kyle had that stop, perhaps. He was the first man back there. We missed a player, too, as we were discussing the junior high team and new coach Marty Maxfield. What's happened here in front of us?
Well, we had two bad snaps in a row. Hayden Adams covering up the first one, not a fumble, but making the tackle, and then you got to credit Kyle with the second one.
So we do have some reserves, we feel. I still see Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, Hunter Kyle. I think this is a starting defense. We do have Worm Smith playing some linebacker, building some depth there. For the most part, is that Nolan back there? I thought, okay. So we went too high shell here with Jimmy and his cousin Nolan Adams back there. It's a tough secondary to throw against right there, guys. Weston Birdwell, Jimmy Burchett, and brothers Nate Nolan Adams. Jackson County going to keep it on the ground. Penetration tackle for loss made.
That's Austin Anderson. He's been fired up on this drive, Daniel. Getting penetration off the edge every time.
6:05 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County leading 40-0. Going to be fourth down. Jackson County forced to bring the punt team back out. They're fence to deep in their own territory around the 25 that really don't have much of a choice here. Now, the last punt attempt we had, it offset a domino effect of confusion amongst the officials and the broadcast team alike, so maybe this will go cleaner.
Yeah, I still don't really know what happened on that last play. They marched it off from the...
The snap's over Piercy's head. He retreats into his own end zone to get it. No, he's at the one where he's brought down by Markham, I believe. Clay County going to take over. Hunter Kyle, John says. He's back here spotting for us. Always nice when John can be here. It's an extra set of eyes for us. Hunter Kyle getting the tackle. Clay County taking over. First and goal. And we're going to call it the 2-yard line. Now I caught the 3. 5 minutes left. Clay County going to have a hard time not getting points right here.
Yeah, if they take their time, Daniel, we're ticking down under 5 minutes left in this ball game. We could see a couple knees here.
Nah, we'll hang another on them.
Well, looks like we've got the second team O coming in.
Clean jerseys, smaller players.
Confusion.
Confusion, that's true. Now, I'm excited here to see freshman quarterback Nolan Adams. He had a great second quarter in the Jamboree a week ago against the Cab County at Gordonsville. He hands off inside to a running back. We'll try to get that number. Running back is annihilated. Good penetration by the Blue Devil defensive front. And I'm satisfied this is still their starting defensive line.
Number 78, Hunter.
That was number 5.
Ball carrier number 5, you say?
Number 5 was the running back there for us. I don't know who 5 is. I don't have the roster right here.
Cole Eads. Freshman Cole Eads, another good player. Son of former Bulldog Jeff Eads. Jeff spent a lot of years coaching in the Clay County Youth League and running that. Very thankful and grateful to him for all those efforts. Eads standing behind Adams, who's in the gun. As Coach Edwards mentioned, confusion on the alignment. Timeout going to be taken. We'll play one and come back and set you up for this upcoming second goal play. 3:36 left in the contest.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its...
Adams with it. Gives to a back. It's Eads. He gets back to the line, met by a host of devils fighting hard and brought down. Ball going to be at the 6. Third and goal. I'm satisfied Coach Maynard won't send in a pass here since we're up 40 to none, but I would love to see Adams on a rollout with the option to pass or run in. Like I say, he looked real good in the second quarter of that jamboree last week.
Well, Coach Lamb's pretty happy with it.
Adams in the gun. He's behind him. Ball's on the ground. Jackson County comes up. So Clay County maintains its 40 to nothing lead, but they do lose possession of the football. 2:40 and ticking left in this one. Going to throw out one more Subway Tribute Challenge question. This one's about an actual event and a player rather than a tagline, so maybe somebody will know it. 6 years ago, 2017, right here at Mac Draper Stadium, it was our debut and the debut of head coach Matt Bates, also that night. He had a player who was a big part of that 32-7 win. This player had 2 touchdown catches and 2 interceptions, a feat that I would dare say hadn't been accomplished a lot of times in our 80-plus years of playing football. What player was that? If you think you know the answer, text that answer in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Once again, in 2017's 32-7 win over Jackson County, when we made our debut here on the Horizon Sports Network, what Bulldog player had 2 interceptions and caught 2 touchdown passes in that contest?
That's a TriStar Roofing.
931-397-9004 is that hotline number. Tackle made by Clay County's Kenyon Short. First down for Jackson County. Ball sitting around their own 22. Hand off to a back. He's gobbled up. Flag comes out. Some of the reserves are fresh and chippy. Tackle made by Reese Adams, a freshman.
That's a
good prospect. Son of former Bulldog Matt Adams. Coach Edwards, a face mask, you said?
Face mask penalty, Clay County.
We have a great guest by Tish Plumley. She says Will Ogletree. Will, I suppose, would have been a sophomore on that squad, maybe. Not him, though. Not him. But definitely he was on that squad. A great guess. 35 seconds and ticking in this contest. Jackson County quarterback under center. Hands off inside. Tackle made by Hayden Adams. Perhaps the brothers teaming up there, Hayden and Reese. John says that Colton Brown, a freshman newcomer in on the stop, and that's going to be the last play of this contest. So we're going to have a Horizon Sports Network sticker that goes unclaimed. Never got that second Subway Trivia Challenge answer. Hayden Cherry. What a great night by Hayden Cherry here 6 years ago as this one goes final. 2 touchdown receptions and 2 interceptions for Hayden in that game that night. Guys, this one's done. 10% of Clay County's regular season's over, and they're 1-0 with a big 40-0 dominant win against their downriver rivals, the Jackson County Blue Devils. We're not done. We're going to go to break here, add a few things up, come back and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses.
So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the CarQuest postgame show. Clay County victorious here in the 2022 season opener against downriver rival Jackson County, 40-0, the final score. All black and gold. Bit of a slow start. Once the wheels got turning, though, they would not be stopped, Thomas. Just a great, clean opening night. No injuries, to my knowledge. Always something that's important to me. Always watch for that. Came out of here healthy and came out of here victorious.
Successful trip to Gainesboro for Clay County. There's no doubt about it. And they're taking the veil home tonight, Daniel. We saw it in the trailer out there, the clash on the Cumberland bell. Half of it's, well, what is it, blue and white, and the other half black, I think.
I think so.
The trophy for the winner of the clash on the Cumberland has been passed back and forth for a few years now, and it's not staying in Gainesboro.
It is not. We brought it. You kind of thought it was useless to bring it because – you kind of predicted the outcome. You were right 4 years in a row now, or four games in a row, I should say, that Clay County's been victorious over Jackson County.
And this one all started with the senior quarterback, Keaton Arms, guys. He had a great first half. Clay County came out and had a penalty, killed their first drive, but then they got rolling after that, Daniel. And Arms started to heat up at one point. He was 8 for 10. With two drops at one point. So he was really on target tonight, I thought Keaton Arms was. And he was doing it with his legs, too. He broke a 25-yarder to put Clay County up for their first score. Garrett made the PAT. It was 7-0 at the start of the second quarter after that slow start. The first quarter was just kind of getting, like I said, the cobwebs out for both teams. And then the Clay County defense bowled up. Coach said they had only about 20 yards in the first half. And Clay County responded with a sustained drive. Again, Arms started to heat up. We saw him hit Weston Birdwell for a couple of balls, and then John Hamilton caught a big ball. He had a 12-yard run, and then Joseph Markham got his night started for the second score, an 18-yard rushing touchdown with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Garrett was true again. It was 14-0. It's just a two-score ball game at that point, but honestly, it was over, Daniel.
Yeah, you saw at that point enough to know that Jackson County was going to have difficulty stopping the Bulldogs. The only people that could stop Clay County was themselves if they were to make mistakes.
And that's what happened on the next Clay County drive.
Right.
We saw we talked about the rain that happened right, I don't know, a couple hours before kickoff, and we saw field conditions kind of come into play at a time or two. We saw a couple drop balls because of the wetness, and we also saw a receiver fall down and Arms threw the pick in the end zone as Burble kind of hit the ground. Redemption happened on the next possession from Jackson County. Nate Adams with the pick six, Daniel, and kind of slammed the door on Jackson County. It was 20-0 at halftime.
It was, and you knew then. Let me say this, because so often they're forgotten. We mention them, but the offensive line in the first half of play, you know, arms opened up, as you said, 8-for-10, in large part due to the cleanness of pocket he had. Yeah. Keaton wasn't under a lot of pressure. We did see breakdowns up front throughout the game on both run and pass plays, but consistently they did a pretty good job up front.
Yeah, and then they started leaning on people in that second half, Daniel, and, everybody kind of came together as I misquoted just a second ago. It was Arms finding Adams for an 18-yard score right before the half. It was Adams with the pick six on the first touchdown of the second half. So Nate Adams with back-to-back touchdowns with the pick six. We went up 27-0, and here's where the O-line started to come in. Joseph Markham back-to-back, big runs. Offensive line got him through the point of attack. Markham did the rest. He was juking and jiving at the second level and then pulling away from the third level. A 31-yard touchdown made it 33-0 with 9-12 to go in the third quarter. And then Markham again, a 49-yard touchdown that he did everything on and just pulled away as he danced into the end zone to make it your final score 40-0.
Just dominant performance by the Dogs. Coach, do you want to go ahead and share the Jackson County stats at this point before Thomas gives the Clay County ones? And I'll leave it to Thomas in a moment on whether he wants to do that before or after we play our promo here.
Sure. It won't take very long here, Daniel. Jackson County, 25 plays, 55 total yards tonight, 9 of those yards in the air, 46 on the ground. Now, they did have several bad snaps. You know, if not for the bad snaps, they would have probably been up around 65, 70 yards rushing. But those bad snaps took away a lot of that yardage. So a pretty clean game. Clay County, 5 penalties for 60 yards. I think one unsportsmanlike and one personal foul, face mask. But Jackson County, 5 penalties for 40 yards.
Yeah, pretty clean. And Jackson County, thinking back, only one play that I recall that probably went for more than 10 yards, the Hayden Stacey big run there in the second half.
Yeah.
They might have had something else, but essentially one big play got most of their yards.
At that point, that big play, that was obviously the biggest play of the game for them to that point, and it was also gained more yards there than they had in the previous 2.5 quarters.
Wow.
On that one play.
Thomas, Clay County stats, we're going to do it after we play our promo or before?
Let's play the promo.
Okay, folks, we're going to do this one. We'll come back and do Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer, and do a final budget pest control scoreboard update. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. Proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up, the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the CarQuest post-game show, we'll be with you live when we sign off. Going to wrap everything up here. Going to kick to Thomas for some pretty gaudy Clay County stats. Got some pretty big numbers on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, almost 300 total yards for the Clay County offense. They had, I didn't get my total plays, Daniel, 16 and 18 for 293.
So 34
yep.
plays.
34 plays, 293 yards, 5 offensive touchdowns, and of course you had the Adams pick 6 for the 6 TD. Rushing totals, 18 for 179, 4 touchdowns. Passing 9 for 16, 114 and 1 touchdown and an interception. Leading rusher tonight, Jared Markham. I'm sorry. I said that a couple of times.
That's awesome. Both of them such great players.
Yeah. Joseph Markham, 7 carries, 110 yards, 3 touchdowns tonight. We saw Jimmy Burchett carry once for 8 yards. Cole Eads came in, had 2 carries for -3. Keaton Arms tonight had 8 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. Receiving-wise, you had Markham, 3 catches, 59 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 1 catch for 1 yard. Weston Burble, I thought he had a good coming-out party tonight. 3 catches for 26 yards. We've got John Hamilton, 1 catch for 10 yards. And Nate Adams, the 1 18-yard touchdown. Takes care of the receiving. And then let's talk about the defense a little bit.
What would total passing line be?
9 for 16, 114, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Defensively, Joseph Markham with 2 stops tonight. John Hamilton had 3. Austin Anderson had 2. Levi Garrett had 1 tackle tonight. Ricardo McElroy, 1 tackle and a fumble recovery. Weston Burble, 2 stops. Keaton Arms, 2 stops, a sack, a fumble recovery. Nate Adams, 1 tackle, had the pick 6 also. Worm Smith, 1 tackle. Parker Smith, 2 tackles. Hayden Adams had 2. Canyon Short had 1. And then Reese Adams, his first stop of his young career as a freshman. And then leading the way, the senior Daniel, Hunter Kyle. I've got him down for 8 tackles tonight and a fumble recovery. Just dominating up there in that defensive front.
A lot of those tackles coming on special teams coverage where he had such great hustle, such a great motor, and likely where he plays on that defensive front, that defensive tackle, he could have been involved on stuff that we simply couldn't see. So a great night by him. Speaking of great nights, it is time to go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer. It's brought to you by TDS Disposal. We just got done talking about some guys. Hunter Kyle, a great night. Joseph Markham, a great night on both sides of the ball, particularly rushing. But there was somebody that it was just really pleasing and satisfying to see playing football tonight, and that was Keaton Arms. He was healthy. He was agile. He dealt with the foot injury last year. The character that he's got to deal with that. You've got to sit 8 games your junior year, kind of eerily scary to his dad 30 years before, sure, missing 4 or 5 games of his junior year with a leg, broke leg, But seeing Keaton back out here tonight on the field, affecting things on special teams with the fumble recovery, defensively recording a sack and making some big hits, coming out, throwing touchdowns, being really accurate early, running the football with power. Like we last year, we were really anticipating seeing a big year out of Keaton running the football, and it was simply taken away from us getting to see because of the injury and him not getting to play. We saw tonight that again, he runs hard.
He does, Daniel. For all of those reasons you just said, this was a big game for Keaton Arms. I think there was a lot of pressure on the senior coming into this one tonight. Of course, he's never going to show it with his demeanor,
right,
and his confidence. And he responded. He started 5 for 5. He ended up, had a couple drops right there, or he'd have probably been 10 for 10 in the first half. He was sharp. He was on target. He was playing with kind of that fire you need out of a senior leader, and he led by example tonight and got Clay County rolling, got them started. Markham finished them off in the second half.
Sure.
Had a huge night, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. But
the first touchdown run, 25-yard run,
yes,
I think, and did it quickly.
He's
a big guy,
but he
moves well.
Right, and we were, kind of in a funk to start. And to me, that big play, that big run got Clay County rolling. And we talked about it, too. He threw for 114 yards and a touchdown. He ran 8 times for 64 yards and a touchdown. But it's also his play on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I think we recorded him for 2 tackles. He had a huge sack, which flipped the field one time, and a fumble recovery, which resulted in another score very quickly. And, you know, just his overall impact on this game, I think, was huge for Keaton Arms.
I agree. Coach Edwards' thoughts on Keaton Arms as tonight's TDS top performer?
Had to find my mic. Yeah, very deserving, very good performance. Like you said, Dan, it's good to see him out there and see him healthy. And
just think how he feels. As much as it was enjoyable for us to see it, think how he feels getting to do it. Very, very thankful that he's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, hope he stays that way. If any kid out there deserves it, have a full season healthy, it's Keaton Arms. So
for sure.
Look forward to seeing him for, you know, 12, 13, 14 games this year.
Absolutely. Tonight's TDS top performer, Keaton Arms. It's been brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time for that final budget pest control scoreboard update of the night, where we're going to find out kind of, I guess, who's leading early in the pick 'em contest that we do and how they fare, too.
Well, with the running clock for us, you know, we're a little bit ahead of everybody else. I have a few final scores. We'll start off with this is not a final. Third quarter, Westmoreland 14, Portland 7. That was still up for grabs. Fourth quarter, Friendship 34, Trousdale 6. Fourth quarter, Bledsoe 21, York 14. Monterey 35, Cannon County 14, the fourth quarter. Macon and East Robb, man, they've been going back and forth all night. 36-33 Macon right now. They just went ahead in the fourth quarter of East Robb. Harpeth 21, Joe Burns 14. That was in the fourth quarter. Whitwell 29, Cumberland County 17, also in the fourth quarter. And a few finals here, Coalfield 14, Wartburg 6. White County shuts out Livingston Academy, 48-0. South Pittsburgh, 35-6 over Sequatchie. And Marion County shuts out Grundy, 36-0.
No big surprises there.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. The original tagline, don't let the bedbugs bite.
Guys, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know all Bulldog fans enjoyed it, 40-0. The final tonight over Jackson County. Next week, action will be held north of the border, going into the Bluegrass State. Pretty short trip, though, going up to Albany to take on Clinton County, Kentucky. Always a bit of an unknown. They were 1-11 last year, I think Coach Edwards said earlier. We've seen them have some good squads. Nevertheless, going to go up there, another business trip for this 2022 Bulldog team. Going to go up there and take care of things there as well. Hopefully we'll be there. We'll be on there at 6 o'clock, barring some type of emergency. With technical issues, we've never caught one from up there before, so we'll get there early, scout things out like Thomas likes to do, and hopefully we'll be there. Final thoughts, guys, if you got them.
The only thing I can say is nothing like beating the Blue Devils.
Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Clay County wins 40-0. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.